you. I have to say, I spent many years bartending, barmaid. I say fastest pint in the West. That's all I can say. Fiona Stapley, pleasure to speak to you. She's editor of the Good Pub Guide. Yet, so the most expensive pint in Britain is now in Surrey. Well, shame on you, Surrey. Shame on you. Oh, well, Mr. John Holmes is busy finishing up his pint, so he's not here to tell us what's happening on his show. Oh, he's here. He's here. He's arrived. You haven't got any time. I'm already. I've been late for every year.
Well, I don't care. You're only eating to my programme.
Oh, that well, they are then.
It's absolutely fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, John Holmes here. Right, very quick. You've got less than no seconds to tell us what's happening on your show.
Hurricanes, skirts, and a game of Paul Rossmaster.
Excellent. Sorted. Yeah. That's all coming up after 1 o'clock. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, Man City meet Liverpool. Will Pep's record-breaking signings get the job done? Or will Klopp's Reds triumph? So, what are you waiting for? Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
New Kitchens and Bathrooms brochure is in store now. Pick up a free copy at your local TradePoint counter to view our new range of Cook & Lewis, Neff, Beko and Bosch appliances. All available to order now. Like the Bosch single fan oven, just £233. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
So, I got home from school on Friday and Mummy said we were getting a panda. And I was happy because I like pandas. They're bigger than kittens and very, very fluffy. Mummy and Daddy said pandas are practical and great value for money. It will have to live in the garage, but that's okay because we don't have a car right now. So there's space.
Be quick! The Fiat Panda Pop, available for a limited time from £6,995, saving £2,410 on the list price. T's and C's apply at participating dealers ordered and registered by 30th September 2017.
It's your last chance to get savings in the summer sale at DFS. But be quick, the sale ends Monday.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait, forward.
At Valence, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valence, with you all the way. Just search Valence EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, deadly hurricane flattens islands, a huge rise in LGBT hate crime, and JLR is going electric.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Office says the UK is sending a Royal Navy ship to British overseas territories which have been hit by Hurricane Irma. So far, at least 10 people have died in the Caribbean, which has suffered extensive damage. Around 6 in 10 people living in Barbuda are homeless. France's Interior Minister Gérard Collomb says they'll need to rebuild both St Martin and St Barts.
The destruction's massive, and therefore our immediate efforts in the next few hours are for people to be able to eat and drink. We're transporting water to the two islands. We're transporting 100,000 military rations.
The Brexit Secretary says there's a very good prospect of the UK negotiating a special transitional arrangement after leaving the EU. Parliament is debating a key bill to convert all existing European law into domestic legislation. A teenager who killed a seven-year-old girl in a park in York has been ordered to be detained for assessment in a specialist hospital for 12 weeks. The 16-year-old will be sentenced for the manslaughter of Katie Ruff in November. A judge says she poses a high risk of serious harm to others and herself. It's claimed the number of hate crimes against people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender has gone up by three quarters in the last 5 years. Research by the charity Stonewall suggests 8 in 10 victims don't even report it to police. Reg Karaj was attacked after leaving a bar in London, Soho.
I was pinned up against the wall, choked on my throat by two guys. One of them had his hand up, so he was going to punch me in the face. And the other one smashed a burger. up against my face and rubbed it all down my clothes.
Jaguar Land Rover says all of its vehicles will be electric or hybrid from 2020. The announcement follows a similar pledge by Volvo. And the Duchess of Cambridge has missed out on taking Prince George to his first day at school because she's suffering from morning sickness. Prince William dropped off their son at the £18,000 a year Thomas's Battersea in South London this morning.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you, though?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm a bit flustered, and I'll tell you for why. So you may, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but we now have to, we don't have to, but they sort of pressure us into filming a little teaser video.
I've seen you doing it on other days.
Yeah, but we also have to film a teaser video.
I'm on about the video.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was something else. We have to film a little video to say what's coming up on the programme. And today, because we are going to be mentioning this whole school that's banned skirts debacle, I thought I'd wear a skirt.
Where is your skirt?
Well, I've taken it off now.
I don't believe there was one.
Well, have a look at the video, because they've just probably posted it on Talk Radio.
Can I just say, I brought this news first. I was talking about this yesterday.
I know. Yeah. I know, Victoria. I know. You are. They call you the scooper.
Oh.
And not just for the reasons you're thinking.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is. We haven't got a skirt, so I had to wear someone's shawl as a sort of.
That's not a skirt.
No, but no one would lend me a skirt. So I had to fashion a skirt out of a shawl. Well, I think in a MacGyver style.
That's just like a sarong, which David Beckham wore years ago.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Oh, he probably wouldn't now if he was at school, would he? Wouldn't be allowed.
Sarongs are not
bloody
uniform.
Gender neutrality. Mm? No, I know they're not, but that's the point, isn't it?
Sarongs will never be uniform at schools.
No, well, of course not, because they are. But they should be, because they are gender neutral, aren't they? By the very nature of a sarong, if David Beckham can wear one, and I can wear one.
I think the hoo-ha that was caused by Beckham wearing one proves that they're probably not that gender neutral.
It was quite lengthy. You couldn't see my hoo-ha. Right.
I've got to do the weather.
Well, okay, do the weather.
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it is.
Rain in the northwest will gradually push across the UK this afternoon. Drier in the southeast.
East.
Highs of 20 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Now here's
Claire Cottingham.
Claire Cottingham with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade go. Hello, I'm Claire Cottingham. Play is underway again after a short shower on the first day of the deciding test of England's series against the West Indies at Lord's. Well, a short while ago, the tourists were 22-2. The three-match contest is level at 1-1. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says it's not true Thomas Lamar turned down a move to the club because he didn't fancy playing for them. The France winger chose to stay at Monaco as Arsenal tried to sign him as a replacement for Alexis Sanchez on transfer deadline day. Well, Sanchez's proposed switch to Manchester City also fell through. Elsewhere, Premier League clubs will vote today on whether to change their summer transfer window. They're proposing to introduce a new one that closes just before the start of the season. The current deadline for clubs in England is the 31st of August. Hibs boss Neil Lennon has signed a new three-year contract. It extends his stay with the Scottish Premiership side until 2020. And England Rugby Union international Manu Tuilagi is expected to be out for 12 weeks after having surgery on his knee. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire. That was Mark. She can't hear me. She's not there. Excellent. Claire there and Victoria and stuff. And now we bring you Thursday's Talk Radio in the Afternoons programme.
Talk Radio.
Sky Q has done it again. You can now search with your voice. So I can say Fortitude, Series 1, Episode 3. And it finds it for me. I can even search action movies rated 5 stars. And it finds that too. But you're going to love this. It has this button. Press it, your remote beeps, so you can find it. Incredible. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TB box and a Sky TV subscription connected to home broadband. Content depends on subscription.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
That outdated specky posh idiot, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh dear.
Everyone was dead.
You don't want to pay for it.
If I put an owl in the space, then fine.
I'm surprised that there are that many dogs that are aged 98.
Outside a bar in LA, urinating in the street.
Oh my God, Whitley, someone tweet a photo!
Right. How much is a prostitute?
She has a princess riding a unicorn statue.
Wow.
Stuck in a window trying to retrieve a poo.
Would I be allowed to wear a bra to work?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio. When I am about to get on a journey,
good afternoon to you. And good afternoon. It's Virgin Radio. It's not Virgin Radio. I've been doing Virgin Radio breakfast all week. So at any point, and I'm quite deliriously tired because I have to get up very early, so I might well just be calling this Virgin Radio for the afternoon. I don't know yet. We'll see what happens. It isn't, though. It's talk radio. Of course it is. It's talk radio breakfast. I am John Holmes. Depending on what time you get up. Despite, let me tell you this, my friend, despite Jacob Rees-Mogg saying he's completely opposed to this show, even in cases where people are forced to listen to it, here we are bringing you an afternoon's worth of news-based entertainment. That is why we're here. Jacob Rees-Mogg also saying that he doesn't believe that hurricanes should be stopped. That's the news we're getting. Despite the damage, the havoc that Hurricane Irma is currently causing across the Caribbean islands, as we've been hearing, the next Tory leader, frontrunner, has said that trying to prevent hurricanes was morally indefensible. That's what he said. Because he says that wind is sent from God. It's God's wind. It's God invented it, so if you believe in that kind of thing, then technically, if you do believe that properly, then God must have sent it for a reason, right, Jacob? He's a devout Catholic. He says wind is sacrosanct. It's God giving the earth a blow. He has said that hurricanes begin at the point of their conception out in the Atlantic Ocean and thus should not be stopped. He is, however, Jacob Rees-Mogg, he is, however, opposed to Tropical Storm Jose, because that's currently coming up behind Hurricane Irma, and that reminds him of gay marriage. And he doesn't like that either, does he? Many have called Jacob Rees-Mogg outdated and bigoted with his beliefs. Others have said, though they disagree with his beliefs, they find him principled. But the question is, will it affect his chances of running for leader of the Conservative Party? You have to ask that question. After all, David Cameron was a sexually progressive thinker. He had no qualms about doing it with that dead pig, did he? No. Theresa May as well. Think about that. You know what, with Brexit and that snap election no one wanted, pretty much screwing the country. So. Anyway, good afternoon. Much to come, of course. Oh, by the way, I particularly enjoyed The Guardian getting involved in the whole Jacob Rees-Mogg thing. Did you see this today? The Guardian waded in. Of course they did. I mean, obviously The Guardian did. The headline reading, "A Thoroughly Modern Bigot. Tory Rees-Mogg opposed to gay marriage." And then there's a sort of hatchet job on Rees-Mogg, and that's The Guardian. That's fine. That's what you'd expect. Yet conversely, Tim Farron, a liberal like The Guardian, when he said gay marriage was a sin, the headline in The Guardian was this: "Does Tim Farron think gay marriage is a sin? Who cares?" How newspapers work there with their agendas. Rees-Mogg, meanwhile, says his views are his views because of the teachings of the Catholic Church. That's what he said. He said he takes their practices seriously and that their morals were, and I quote, authoritative. So presumably, despite being opposed to gay marriage, he's perfectly okay with priests interfering with underage choir boys. That's what we can assume from that. A tangled web indeed. That's how politics works. Anyway, shall we get on with the programme? Shall we do it? Okay. things that are on the way in the next 3 hours for your entertainment are these things. Headline Hijack is on the way. You, my friend, are invited to make up a news story from scratch, out of nowhere, using words and phrases that you know. If you send it to us, you will find that it could well be in the actual news at 2 o'clock, which comes live from Victoria's mouth. This is the mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. Get your news into it by sending it to us, masquerading as truth. Broadcast to the nation, it will be as fact. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. There's a diversity paper review, of course, a different diversity each day, reviewing the papers. Today we welcome Rudd. Rudd will be joining us. He is an bisexual. Work experience punditry today comes from work experience Alex, who will be rounding up some geeky, gadgety stuff for us. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions are very welcome as well. We will take your thoughts, opinions and reactions. If you've got a spare reaction, don't waste it. Don't throw it away. Don't just throw it over here. We'll recycle it for you. I mean, if it's a reaction you had to Julia Hartley Brewer or Paul Ross or Five Live or something, then don't waste it. Just recycle it with us. Get it. 87. The number. That's 87. The radio. The Twitter. There is also an edition of Paul Rossmaster this afternoon. Of course, it's Thursday. We bring you radio's only quiz pertaining to the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's the nation's celebrities are clamouring to become involved. And as such, Adam Catterall from Overnights on TalkSport is having a go at it today. I know, look on ye mighty and despair of our guest booking policy. Very pleased to have him. Speaking of guest booking, we do have Joe Lycett, a comedian, book writer now. He's flogging something. PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Joe Lycett with us this afternoon. So all that's on the way, among other things that we'll squash into the gaps, Ginger Dave is actually here.
Hello.
Good Lord above, look at that.
You're welcome.
Everyone assumed you were dead. I say assumed, hoped. Asprod Marta is like that poo yesterday in the news, through the glass.
Hola.
Hello. Hola. Hola. Daisy's assistant producer. Hi, Daisy. Oh, here we go. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
There we go. Victoria's on the news.
Yes, John.
It's very... I like this woman heavy today.
Mm.
It's very good. This is great for gender balance across...
You're outnumbered.
It's how it should... I don't mind that. It's how it should be. I'm here. So, now, we need to get to today's big story. We will be doing it with music. If you can figure out what the big story is that we will be discussing in depth from the following bit of music... Do get in touch and let us know. Play along at home, no prizes. Dave's working on it as well. Quite, he's already got his laptop out, waiting for the clues. What's today's big story relating to this?
Closing in, did you ever think?
The big song for the big story, but what could it possibly be?
The wind of change blows straight into the face of time, like a storm wind that will...
It's the sound of the Scorpions, Germany's finest rock band, apart from Rammstein
and Kraftwerk.
And Kraftwerk, they're not really a rock band though, are they? I don't think I count that as a rock band. Okay. Come on, Dave.
All right.
Keep up. Tell you what, Michael Schenker is a fabulous guitarist. Sorry, Chloe, what did you say? Chloe, what? What?
I said you're being such a dad right now.
All right. I'll take that. It's better than take that. So, what is the big story out of the big song? Dave has been working it out. Sidekick Dave.
Got him. Let's not do that.
He's demoted. So, that's what you get when you never turn up. But away. What do you reckon it is? So, the clues are there. Scorpions, Wind of Change, obviously.
Easy.
Yeah, go on.
Easy. All right, so Wind of Change by Scorpions, as you mentioned. German.
Yes, German.
German musicians like Kraftwerk, like Rammstein, like Beethoven.
Beethoven, yeah.
Of course, famous German musician. He's famous for...
Music,
and also being that dog.
Being the dog in the film.
In that film, Beethoven.
Mm.
I don't know if you know this about the film Beethoven, but who made their film debut in that?
Oh, was it the dog that played Beethoven?
No, it was not. It probably was, actually, as well. But also Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Really?
First ever film appearance. He played Student One, according to the credits of Beethoven.
Okay, good.
His most recent film, he played Edward Snowden.
Yes.
In the film Snowden.
It's a mountain?
It's a mountain, but it's also a human, Edward Snowden. He's currently living in Russia.
Okay.
He's on asylum there, isn't he? He's been granted asylum extension recently until 2020.
Good.
When he'll probably just go to Tokyo, because the Olympics are there.
Yeah.
2020. The next Olympics after that, 2024, are in Paris.
Paris
was, of course, the subject of a song about, 6 years ago now, by Jay-Z and Kanye West. I'm not going to say the full name of it for reasons that I'm sure
broadcasting
we'll all understand on national radio. But that, of course, by Jay-Z and Kanye West, which brings us to today's story, because Kanye West is married to
Kim Kardashian, who is
expecting her third child, announced today.
No, it's the hurricane. We will be talking now. Obviously, Hurricane Irma, we've been hearing about this a great deal today, and not surprisingly, this is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, Atlantic storm ever to make landfall in the Americas, in the Leeward Islands, the British Virgin Islands, of course, and in the Caribbean. It's terrible what is going on there, in all seriousness. There is devastation. There's been loss of life. There has been widespread damage. 95% of Barbuda seems to be uninhabitable. People without electricity, without food. It is a bit of a humanitarian disaster, as was predicted. We have someone on the line. Hopefully we can get them and talk to them next from the path of the hurricane where they have experienced what's going on. Hopefully we've got the phone lines up enough there to be able to talk to them, just find out firsthand exactly what it's been like. In all seriousness, that's what we're going to be doing next. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from June the 1st to September the 30th, 2017 and registered between June the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of 12 million people every day. You'll get use of an archive of over 200 years' worth of words, images, and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise, plus the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Now at TradePoint, Leyland Super Latex 15 litre in brilliant white, only £21.67. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands on the M42 southbound, there's a lane closed due to an oil spillage between 4 for Shirley and 3A for the M40. At Curtin in Lincolnshire, the A16 in both directions, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between Station Road and Arches Lane. In Bradford-on-Tone in Somerset, the A38 in both directions. That's slow between Silver Street and the Taunton Road for the Chelston roundabout. There is roadworks on that stretch. I'm Paul Jenkins.
This week, fill your basket with Lidl's XXL range. Get 30 fish fingers, just £2.39. A range of chocolate-coated ice cream lollies for just £2.09. And 8 packs of crinkle-cut crisps for 95p. Hurry down to Lidl for the full XXL range. Subject to availability, NMA vary selected stores while stocks last.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much in the news today then about Hurricane Irma, of course, dominating the front pages of all the papers today, dominating both the pages and the Caribbean, where it's currently wreaking all manner of wind havoc. That is on the front of the newspapers. That and the continuing shambles of Brexit. The Telegraph have gone today with worst Atlantic storm in history. The Times has a satellite image of the path of Irma. The Eye has a picture of the storm. Unironically, the eye of the storm, in fact, taken from the International Space Station. The headline is a quote, "May God protect us all." Hellstorm is another headline. Terror as 200-mile-an-hour hurricane hits Caribbean is the Express. While the Sun have got a picture from the Caribbean, but it's of Colleen Rooney in a bikini.
on a beach in the Caribbean. The headline, Wazza off the Razza, which I literally don't even understand. But given the stories about Wayne Rooney's recent behaviour, I guess, hurricane aside, the point they're making is that nothing is getting any kind of blown in the Rooney household for the foreseeable future. But frivolity aside, Irma is, of course, very real and a very big problem. As I speak, it's passed over the north coast of the Dominican Republic and the associated islands. Unprecedented damage in its wake. If you've never experienced a hurricane, it is very hard, of course, to imagine what it's like. Somebody who has, though, is on the is in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. Deborah Kelly, she's a US citizen, she's on holiday and she's stuck there. Deborah, good afternoon our time. Hello.
Hello, John. It is so great to talk to you because today could have been a totally different scenario for us.
It very much could have been. So talk us through, first of all, Deborah, you know, what's happened? Because I understand you're past the worst of this now, which is part of the reason we can even get a line to talk to you. But talk us through what happened and what the feeling is there.
Well, what happened was on Wednesday, we were supposed to return home and our airline got canceled. So we ended up staying an extra 3 days here. So we, you know, there was a lot of panic here, but everybody seemed to, you know, in the news, but I think a lot of us stayed calm. The resort we were in, they took precautions, you know, they made sure that we were in last night. They made sure we had food and water. They basically put this whole place down on lockdown. Mm. And from what I'm seeing on Twitter, a lot of other resorts in this area did as well. Yeah. But we had no idea what the breadth of the storm was going to be. So surprisingly, it looks like we've had little damage, at least at this resort.
Yeah, and it's that's the issue, isn't it? Because although they predict the path of the storm, and we've seen many maps over the last couple of days of its path, it changes all the time. So there's at no point do you really know quite what's going to happen, and you have to prepare for the worst.
Exactly. The eye of the storm currently is north of us because we're on the north coast. We're north of Punta Cana. And we were very lucky because it did start taking a northerly turn and we did not get the full impact of it. But, you know, we were watching on the news, seeing, you know, the other islands getting just leveled. And, you know, it was very scary because we were unable to get off the island. You know, there's the airlines were canceling. They were price gouging a little bit, you know, charging people astronomical fees to
really?
Leave. So right. We decided to take our chances to stay through the weekend and hopefully we get another flight out.
That's pretty terrible, isn't it? That given that it's, you know, a humanitarian disaster on this scale and certainly is turning into one, the airlines are increasing prices for people who want to escape the area. That's shocking.
I think we were quoted 1,000 each one-way tickets on one of the major airlines. And it's just, it's not, you know.
That's not acceptable.
And there was no guarantee that the airline was going to leave. You know,
no,
so.
And that is unacceptable, isn't it? Because I didn't know that. You know, you'd think everybody would be sort of rallying round and trying to help people,
exactly.
But actually trying to cash in on it, trying to, you know, capitalize on
exactly. Some of the low-cost carriers have come out with $99 fees to get people out of the Caribbean, but some of the other major airlines are not quite as generous. So.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of an issue, too. So not only are you stuck here, you're at the mercy of the airlines. And we were very fortunate that our resort was able to give us a discount to stay longer. We were able to take more time off from work. It was all, you know,
yeah.
Find people to text it for us. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm sure we're not the only ones.
Yeah, and
I'm trying to make arrangements so we can get back.
And have you got a time scale on this now? I mean, what's the feeling in terms of people getting back to the mainland, the United States? Have they given you any time scale, or is it just a case of waiting it out now?
Well, our airline has, thank God we had a travel agency that helped us rebook for Saturday. So hopefully, if things go well, they don't have any flooding or structural damages here, we'll be able to get out on Saturday. So we've got our fingers crossed that we're leaving Saturday morning. So
I was once, this is going back a few years now, and I can't even remember what hurricane it was, Deborah, but I was on Antigua when a hurricane hit. And it was much like yourself. It was it just skirted off at the last minute, and we could see it from where I was staying. in the over the sea and in the distance. But and there was damage. You know, the hotel had been boarded up and all the rest of it. I made the most of my all inclusive, I can tell you now. But it was. Yeah. But just being on the edge of it is terrifying enough, isn't it? Let alone the poor people who've been right in the path.
Exactly. I mean, the fear of the unknown, you know, especially the day before when we had no real clue what path it was going to take. And, you know, being living in the United States, we've had plenty of hurricanes. I've been through at least two. Hurricane Sandy more recently. And when I was younger, there was a catastrophic Hurricane Hugo that went through the Carolinas. And this was, you know, just as scary because you just, it's unpredictable. And, you know, we're lucky because we're being taken care of, but who knows? We just did a tour of Punta Cana area, and, you know, people are not living in luxurious accommodations that can withstand heavy winds and heavy rain. So, you know, while we're safe and secure here, there's a lot of people that aren't going to be as fortunate, and they're going to have to start over and rebuild.
That's exactly right, isn't it? That is the point. That's where you are in the tourist areas and in those built up where the money is. But we, you know, these islands, a lot of them are not all of them, but a lot of them are, you know, close to poverty, of course. And the housing that people have, you're right. It's completely devastating. And you know, how do you come back from that? Have you just spoken to any locals? I mean, is there a very different feeling among the people there that are from the actual country?
We, you know, we ask people, you know, and they're, you know, they realize you're on vacation. They don't want to be as, you know, forthcoming with their worries. First of all, they don't want to get us panicked. So people here were pretty calm. We asked them about their families. Are they okay? They said, yeah, everything was fine, but who knows, you know, their job is to keep everyone calm, everyone following directions. And they did a heck of a job because a lot of them slept here. They made sure that, you know, in the event that something were to happen, that, you know, they would be here for us. So we really appreciate that the people, the locals here that work here, you know, basically risk themselves for us.
Yeah.
So we were comfortable during this ordeal. So we're extremely pleased with the response of our resort and the people in it.
Well, Deborah, listen, we wish you the best of luck. Stay safe. Hope you get home safely. And, you know, it sounds like you were lucky there. But obviously other people are not. More of it in the news with Victoria in a moment. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, just after 1:30. And here is Victoria with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The UK is sending a Royal Navy ship to the Caribbean islands, which have been hit by Hurricane Irma. The storm has killed at least 10 people and left thousands homeless after it destroyed buildings and cut power and communications. Foreign Office Minister Sir Alan Duncan has been updating the Commons on the status of British overseas territories.
Anguilla received the hurricane's full blast. The initial assessment is that the damage has been severe and in places critical.
He also says the British Virgin Islands were badly affected. The storm remains a Category 5, with winds of up to 180 miles an hour. The so-called Great Repeal Bill is being debated in Parliament. It'll effectively copy and paste EU law into British legislation as we leave. Brexit Secretary David Davis says it'll ensure it happens in an orderly manner. More than a fifth of LGBT people have become victims of hate crime in the last year. The charity Stonewall found 21% of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people experienced some kind of abuse, but most didn't go to the police. The Duchess of Cambridge wasn't able to take Prince George to his first day at school because she's suffering from morning sickness. Prince William did the school run, taking their son to Thomas's Battersea in South London. And Cilla the Musical, which is based on the early years of Cilla Black, opens in the entertainer's home city of Liverpool later. The show was already in production before her death, and her family say it's been a wonderful project to focus on. The weather, rain in the northwest, gradually pushing across the UK, drier towards the southeast with highs of 20 degrees. It's more in 24 minutes.
Surprise, surprise.
Good joke. Well done.
No, I'm serious. I was surprised. I didn't realise.
That's the first one we've had.
Yeah.
Since this show started.
1:36. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Good victory.
I meant since last March.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, 18 months. It's true. So Victoria, thank you.
It's okay.
Now, Victoria will be here, of course, in Yeah, just under 2 hours' time. With today's bonus news, regular listeners will know that Victoria's bulletins are, well, they used to be far more impressive. And they are smaller than they used to be. 2 minutes now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, the time needs to be made up. And also, there's not enough time in 2 minutes to bring you everything that's happening. Because it's limited, isn't it? You've got to decide what you want to report.
Exactly.
But what if, just bear with me, because this is a what if. What if, right, something amazing was happening in the world of vegetables, but you didn't have time to report it there because of the hurricane and Cilla Black, right? they're the big ones. Mm. What we need is, of course, a slot. You need a slot. You need a slot to fill with vegetables.
Yes, John.
And the way we're going to do that is with vegetable news. It's bonus news. And it happens in around 2 hours. Victoria, if it's happening in the world of vegetables today, we do animal, vegetable, mineral consecutive days.
Sometimes fungus.
Sometimes. That's once a month. because we discovered that fungus was another thing and none of the other three. It was a late... We're not good at science. But anyway, that's how it works. Today, we bring you vegetable news.
That's true.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. There we go. Right, we'll do Headline Hijack next.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7.
On the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. We want you to make up a news story, please. It goes into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. That is all that is required of you. How difficult can it be? It's just words. It's just words. Put them in a sentence. The whole point of doing it is for those not paying attention now, or even not listening because they've gone for a lunch break and they get back at 2 o'clock, listen to the radio. They'll hear the news, they'll believe it. But in there will be something that is untrue. Victoria will broadcast it to the nation as fact. Why don't you supply it? 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word.
Talk Radio on Twitter is the social media.
Start your message with any word you like.
That you like. Let's have a look and see what has been coming in, shall we? Early prototypes of Donald Trump's wall. Now, you remember this story, of course. The four companies that were given the contracts to try prototypes for the wall. Emperor Hadrian was one. He had a successful wall, didn't he, back in about 117 BC or something. So he bid for it, and so he's having a go at it. Walls, the company, Walls are building their prototype out of sausages and ice cream.
Yeah, it's not that structurally sound, is it?
Not so far, no. Most of it has been eaten by wild animals, it seems. So that's not going well. But it's all fallen down. This is American manufacturing. The only building materials that companies have found so far, really, is litter from fast food restaurants. And that's not strong enough to keep the Mexicans out, apparently. So it's a problem, anyway. So we'll keep you up to date with that, of course. Humpty Dumpty also in the running for that. Again, with his experience of a great wall. But sadly, of course, Humpty Dumpty was injured and now claims disability benefit. Dave, have you got one there?
I've got one, John. This is from Sam in Ipswich. Thanks, Sam. BBC Breakfast has come under criticism today when their morning paper review was so dry because of a slow news day that the presenters just started reading the Sudoku numbers aloud.
Yeah.
And apparently the real controversy came when the fact that the Sudoku was completed and they didn't give a spoiler alert before.
Right, yeah. Thank you. Who was it in Ipswich?
Sam
in Ipswich. Thank you very much. Okay, well, you've got some time now to get us a story that you've just invented in your head. Lines are open. We will also be doing the diversity paper review next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back.
Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Welcome on board, ladies and gentlemen. Could the passenger in carriage 5 please unplug your extension lead and stop charging your phone, electric toothbrush, handheld hoover and power drill on the table? Thank you.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the delicious barbecue chicken BLC. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah, it lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
I found the car I'd always dreamt about. The dealer said he'd sort my credit out. I said there was no need, as the finance was agreed. Car Finance 24/7's helped me out.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
I'm an old school kind of guy. I don't use my phone for taking selfies, tagging friends, or sending texts full of emojis. But I do use my phone for having a flutter on the footy. And Betfred's Pick Your Punt has made me embrace the new. So if you've got a great idea for a bet, tweet it to hashtag Pick Your Punt and Betfred will tweet you back with the odds. Create unique bets with Pick Your Punt. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Selected events only. Markets made available at Betfred's discretion. Maximum stake applies.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still a lane closed on the M11 northbound in Cambridgeshire, queuing traffic due to emergency repairs after an earlier accident between 12 for Cambridge and 13 for Madingley. A travel time of 20 minutes on that stretch. At Curtin, the A16 in Lincolnshire, that's looking a bit better now in both directions between Station Road and Archers Lane after an earlier accident. But in Gloucester, it's slow on the A40 at the Cheltenham Road East for the Elmbridge Court roundabout in the roadworks. I'm Paul Jenkins.
This week, fill your basket with Lidl's XXL range. Get 30 fish fingers, just £2.39. A range of chocolate-coated ice cream lollies for just £2.09. And 8 packs of crinkle-cut crisps for 95p. Hurry down to Lidl for the full XXL range. Subject to availability, NMA vary selected stores while stocks last.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So plenty going on today, of course. There's the Brexit bill debate in Parliament. MPs scrutinising the bill to withdraw the UK from the EU. There is a massive increase, a 78% in attacks on LGBT plus people. being reported today by Stonewall. Of course, Hurricane Irma. We were talking to Deborah Kelly there, who was trapped on the island of the Dominican Republic, unable to get home. Interesting what she was saying as well about airlines ramping up the prices to even fly people out of the region. I had no idea that was going on. But she said they're being charged up to $1,000 per flight, which is far more than it would be, just to get back to mainland United States. So that's all. There's a lot happening. Jacob Rees-Mogg is an idiot. That's happening. There's a lot going on. It's quite complicated, Dave.
Do you know what, John?
Yeah.
I cannot get my head around it.
I know you can't. You're not the only one. But it's all right. Cornelius can't get his head around it either. He's here, and he's gone to Bestival to try and get his head around it.
Did I do the line all right?
Yeah, you did it fine. Better than him. We help here by bringing you current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus. Wait. Wait.
Because if that wasn't long enough a setup for a 33-second bit of audio...
This needs explaining.
Yes, it does.
Cornelius isn't here, as I said. And he normally reads them out. So what we've had to do is break the emergency glass for another haiku reader. Hi, Chloe!
Hi!
Chloe's done them. It's the news in high Chloe's.
Kim Kardashian, expecting third child, Prince Will... Liam's been busy.
I mean, it's probably his. The news in haikus. Chloe's. So, papers, we have to go through them. Things that are trending, things that are in the news, things that people are talking about. We do the diversity paper review each and every day. A different diversity comes in here to review the stuff, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Ruddy's back. Hello, Rudd.
Hello.
Reminders of your diversity.
I'm bisexual.
Yes. And what have you noticed in the papers today? What are you starting with?
Well, today is the 2018 Guinness World Records are out, and there's obviously some interesting ones.
Go on.
Longest legs, 52 inches. This you may have seen. This one was on this morning. She's a very tall lady.
52 inches.
52 inch legs.
Modern money.
In legs.
In legs. It's one very long leg.
Yeah.
Has she actually got 52 legs?
How long is an average leg? What an average leg is.
God, I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
No, you definitely don't know.
I don't know.
You're well under the average leg,
All right,
friend.
Thank you. Good.
You should have entered yourself, John.
Yeah, I'd have to be double jointed.
Now, this one's foul. This one's really, really foul. Most mustard drunk in 30 seconds.
That's a record. I mean, do the Guinness Book of Records have a benchmark of things that are stupid and not worth doing?
So, presumably people send in their records. They think, I think I'm the most of this in the world.
Yeah.
And there's someone who's got to filter through all of them.
Yeah.
At what point do you think, you know what?
That's the one for us.
That's the one for us. And also, when do you go, you know what? I quite like mustard.
Mm.
I bet I could drink a lot of it in 30 seconds.
But
by the way, it was 416 grams.
What's that in inches?
Very long leg.
52 inches of mustard.
Okay. But you're right. At some point, somebody at the Guinness Book of Records has got to draw a line and go, no.
Well,
that is too much. That is stupid.
They have drawn lines in the past for youngest so-and-so, because it was kind of, putting kids in danger or kind of encouraging parents to... You know, make their kids do either dangerous or,
right.
Potentially.
So, do you have to be of a certain age to get a Guinness?
I don't think you have to be of a certain age, but I think you can't hold, you can no longer hold a record for the youngest.
I see.
You know,
which you, and that makes sense because you could see the dangers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My toddler drank loads of mustard. Didn't want to, but you know, yeah, exactly.
It's terrible.
Youngest
Why?
Person to drink mustard. It's a baby. Leave it alone. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's not right. Yeah, good. But it's a case of, I often think with Guinness Book of World Record people who want to get in there.
Yeah.
There's so much now. You have to really think of something.
Oh yeah, you've got to be really creative.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's the kind of thing where I would suspect some of the people, like Mr. Mustard Drinking Man and the lady with, you know, the world's longest fingernails. All of these people are people who want spotlight, right?
Yeah.
You've got to be creative enough to think, oh, this is what I'm going to do. But you've got to like just not be creative enough to like go make some music or write a book or something.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the common trend.
So what I'm going to do is grow my fingernails yeah, to that's... such a length.
What about the woman with the legs, though? She surely had those legs for ages.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not including her. I just mean...
No, but I mean, why has she suddenly decided to enter this year?
Maybe she shot up a bit in the last couple of months.
Or someone with really long legs has died.
Yeah.
That's a little Google alert. Yeah. World's longest legged woman dies.
Yeah, she's suddenly going, yes!
Overbalancing.
She's she gets a news alert for every time the person with the longest legs dies. And then when it gets to her, she goes, my time to shine.
Let's do it. But obviously there are records that are physical attributes, right? So but then there's those are the ones where you try to do a thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's this one, this guy here, tallest high top hair. He's got 20.5 inches of hair.
Right, which is again, you know, a deliberate effort to try and, you know,
get in the spotlight.
Which is, I mean, Rod, if you were going to go for a record. Is there anything you think I could do that?
Oh God, I'm not good at anything. I'm not. I'm the most worthless. I'm not good at anything at all.
Hooray! Congratulations.
Yeah, that's my most worthless human being. That's my record.
Oh, Rod, that's not true. Come on.
This story is fun.
Yeah.
A city has picked its first female hornblower.
Well, there's a Guinness record. So she's blowing a horn.
Yes.
Is she?
So the city of North, councillors in North Yorkshire have put that it's a tradition that's been going on for 1,000 years. It's a rip-on city. Every night at 9 p.m, there's a horn that sounds 4 times, and it's been dudes for like 1,000 years, as most things have been.
All right, snowflake.
But it's a woman, so we've finally got some diversity in the horn-blowing industry.
I mean, it's been a long time coming.
Yes.
You know, they must have followed our lead with the newspaper reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
the diversity of horn-blowing.
I told you we were striking a blow, if you were, for diversity. And they're literally doing that. They're blowing a blow for diversity.
Is that a paid gig?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Right. I'd like to know more about the horn blower. Like,
I wonder how you get into that.
Quite inconvenient, isn't it? It has to be free at 9 o'clock every single night. Nights a week.
Yep, every night.
So you can't do anything.
But also,
Since the year 886, a horn has been sounded 4 times in Ripon Marketplace every night at 9 p.m. to sound the watch.
Right, why not 9 times? I mean, it's 9 o'clock. That's confusing.
And yet people could be walking down the market at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Hear 4 horns and think, oh, it's much earlier than I thought it was. It's very dark for 4 in the afternoon.
Perhaps the horn blower should have been employed at the top of Big Ben now that is silenced.
Yes.
Blowing out the horn on the hour.
And maybe it's time we got some diversity in Big Ben. Is Big Ben, maybe we can have a female Big Ben.
What would you say that the bell is female now?
Big Belinda.
Big Belinda. Good. Very good. I mean, then you're opening up a can of... You know, that's fair enough, but then what do you do? Do you have to get a gay bell? Do you have to get a bell of colour? Speaking as it were of the record, a baby bell? You hang a great big bit of cheese from the top of the tower. Which actually wouldn't make that much noise if you struck it.
It really wouldn't.
Would it? Just be a sort of... And the time's just coming up to 1 o'clock.
This is... Very similar to the BBC Breakfast pay-per-view, isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it? You know, this is what the people want, I think. This is okay, well, that's good. I'm pleased about that there's diversity at last in the horn-blowing world.
Finally, so we've done long legs and new horn.
You know, I've been on that march a for every year. Yeah. For diversity in the horn blowing industry, and now it turns out my marching was the right thing to do.
Yes,
I'm glad about that.
It was all for something.
Good, and all those horns you've blown, Rudd, I imagine. You know, it wasn't for nothing, was it?
Yeah, let's wrap it up here.
What are the stories we've got, Rudd, very quickly?
There's this girl called Hetty Douglas who's just the worst kind of person.
Yeah.
She's an art student from Peckham who's I know a lot of people like this who are kind of come from very wealthy families.
Right.
But go to like art, you go do an art course at uni, live in like Peckham or Brixton or something,
right?
Start, you know, wearing a tracksuit, pretending that they're like, you know, I'm working class. Yeah. She took a Snapchat of some builders in McDonald's with the caption, "These guys look like they got one GCSE."
Right.
For a start,
you need a city and guilds in building.
I mean, already, John, you're going to hate this.
There. Oh!
Doesn't she look exactly
like... Let me have a look. Oh, dear.
Exactly how you would put...
I don't want to judge somebody by their...
A middle-class kind of white girl who is kind of very much looking down on the working class.
Yeah.
Dawn Foster from The Guardian did a very good piece on this where she said that it's a really big problem of kind of that happening.
Yeah.
Kind of middle-class kids kind of going, oh, look at me, I'm working class, but then actually, like, despising the working class and making fun of them.
Right. And why is that... So, and this has become news because of what? Gone viral modern, has it?
Yeah, so she...
modern.
She put it on Snapchat and someone screenshotted it, put it on Twitter with the caption, it was something like, you look like a middle-class white girl who's gentrifying,
yeah,
you know, London or something like that.
Right, good. Look, we could carry on.
We could go on all day.
We could blow as many horns as we could in the time, Rudd, but we're out of it, which means, of course, thank you, by the way, for coming in. Very good.
No worries.
There is Rudd with the Diversity Paper Review. Reminders of your diversity.
Bisexuality.
That's right. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we bring you guest action, Joe Lycett. The comedian Joe Lycett is here with us. But there's the small matter of a made-up news story in the news, which is coming very shortly indeed. Your job was simply to make the news up. That's all it was. Get your story into the news, masquerading as truth. That's it. Today's headline hijacker, Dave, is called...
Joe.
From...
Birmingham.
Good. Hi, Joe. Well done for getting your story in. We'll do it next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
You've been waiting for the perfect opportunity. Anticipating an intelligent time to make an intelligent change. Well, with Nissan, the UK's leader in electric vehicles, trade in your car from 2009 or earlier, and we'll give you up to £2,000 towards a used 100% electric Nissan Leaf when bought on finance. The Switch scheme from Nissan. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. EV leaders based on UK sales volumes from January to August 31st, 17. Offers available to private retail customers, participating dealers only, trading in vehicles registered before December 31st, 09. Up to £2,000 total finance deposit contribution on used Leaf includes existing £1,000 contribution offer. Provided by Nissan Finance. Representative 3.9% APR subject to status over 18s. T&Cs and eligible models at nissan.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby premium cement in plastic packaging for only £3.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria has the latest news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Marines to help after hurricane, Brexit bill debate, and the priciest place to get a pint.
Talk Radio.
A Royal Navy ship is being sent to the Caribbean, where Hurricane Irma has killed at least 10 people. The UK government has also made £12 million available to help with the relief effort. The storm's now moving over the Atlantic towards the British Overseas Territory, the Turks and Caicos Islands, which is due to hit tonight. Geoscientist Professor Miles Allen has been speaking to Talk Radio.
A hurricane moves over the ocean. It picks up more energy because water is being evaporated from the ocean and contributing to the heat engine that drives the hurricane itself.
The Brexit Secretary says there's a very good prospect that the UK will negotiate a transitional arrangement with the EU before we leave in 2019. MPs are debating the so-called Great Repeal Bill over the next 2 days. It'll effectively copy and paste EU law into British legislation. David Davis has admitted it's unusual, but he says it's needed.
Leaving the European Union presents us with a unique set of challenges that need a pragmatic solution. Using secondary legislation to tackle challenges such as these is not unusual. Secondary legislation is a process of long standing with clear and established roles for Parliament.
A man who claimed he was abused by a Westminster paedophile ring could face charges after no arrests were made. The accuser, who's known only as Nick, sparked a £2.5 million investigation, which targeted high-profile politicians. Bake Off star Sandy Toksvig is backing a campaign for equality, as figures show a fifth of LGBT people have been hate crime victims in the last year. She's tweeted a picture of herself and her wife backing Stonewall's campaign. The charity says four-fifths of victims it spoke to didn't go to police. Jaguar Land Rover is the latest car maker to announce it's going electric. The firm says all of its vehicles will be electrified or hybrid by 2020. And London is no longer the most expensive place to buy a pint in the UK. The prices range from £3.31 in Herefordshire and Yorkshire to £4.40 in Surrey.
So, London's not the most expensive place to buy a pint?
Yeah, normally it is.
Did you say £4.40 in Surrey?
Yeah.
But that costs way more than that to get a pint in London.
Oh, where are you drinking?
Well, anywhere in London.
This is according to a study.
Well, they're idiots, because okay, it's fine. At least £5.50 a pint now.
Wow, this is according to one study out today.
That's not, well, they need to check their facts. Because honestly, I can tell you the last time I paid £4 something for a pint in London, it's about £5.50. And also, there's a pint you can buy just down the road here at Borough Market. Have a guess how much. Have a guess how much a pint of beer. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in Borough Market down here. How much a pint?
Is this a lot? Is it really like £12 or
something? £13.
Okay.
So that study is balls.
But I think it's the average. Anyway, I don't have the facts to my fingertips, John.
No.
So,
So Sandy Toksvig is calling for equality.
So this is the story that I've been doing all day
about the increase in attacks on LGBT people. And Sandy Toksvig is calling for equality. Does she want non-LGBT people to be attacked? Is that what she's saying?
No, I don't think so. I think you're just being a pedant.
All right. Got the facts on there. All right, okay, weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it is.
So rain in the northwest, gradually pushing across the UK. Drier in the southeast, highs of 20 degrees.
Great, and now here's Claire with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Hello, I'm Claire Cottingham. It's the opening day of the deciding test for England's cricketers, who lost the toss against the West Indies and are bowling first. At lunch, the tourists were 35 for 2. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger says selling Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain has opened the door for younger players in the squad. Oxlade-Chamberlain moved to Liverpool for £35 million on a five-year contract after 198 appearances for Arsenal since joining in 2011. Meanwhile, the Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino says he hasn't spoken to Dele Alli about his gesture during international duty. Well, the midfielder raised his middle finger in England's World Cup qualifying victory over Slovakia, although later said it was a joke with teammate Carl Walker. Leicester and England centre Manu Tuilagi has had surgery on his knee injury picked up in the opening match of the Premiership season. He's out for 12 weeks. And Nicola Adams will fight in America for the first time this month. She says it's a dream come true to box in Las Vegas, where she's been named against Alexandra Vlaik of Hungary. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, it's been announced that now Parliament's reconvened, all new bills will have to be auto-corrected to ensure that spelling errors don't become law. In recent years, a number of typos have seen ridiculous laws being passed, including the introduction of higher tuition B's and a rise to the minimum cage.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, Claire with the pre-recorded sport. Joe Lycett with us next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Just some extra news that's breaking at the moment. 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. We're getting the headline. Woman tries to retrieve crap Brexit deal from window. Now, this is a woman on her first date with the country. She's the Prime Minister. She's become embarrassed after quite early on into that date. Apparently, she needed to go for a desperate snap election. She did. But it didn't go quite how she planned, and she ended up throwing her majority out of a window, but only after she tried to hide what happened under a Brexit deal. But that also went out of the window as well, and this is what everyone's talking about today and thinks is funny. She's tried to get the Brexit deal back on track, but it's got completely stuck. So she's used David Davis to try and pick up the S word that the whole thing has turned into. But it's become jammed in between legislation about free movement and the Brexit divorce bill. The Tories called the Fire Brigade to try and rescue the whole thing, but as they're chronically underfunded and underpaid due to the public sector pay cap, they've told her to shove it. More on that in the main news with Victoria, of course, next at 3 o'clock.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Let's bring you some guest action. For the third time in about 18 months, we are joined by, I'm going to call you friend of the show now.
Oh.
That's what you are.
Oh, that's lovely. Hello, Poppet.
Hi there, lover. Joe Lycett is with us now.
Hello.
And we love having Joe Lycett in.
I love coming on the show. It's really always nice to see you guys. What have you been up to?
Well, you know,
lots of radio, I imagine.
A lot of radio, Joe, if I'm honest with you.
You're always on the radio.
It turns out, yeah, at the moment, twice a day.
Whoa.
I'm doing breakfast on Virgin.
Are you?
Yes.
What's that like?
There's a lot of music.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I suppose you can go on a few tea breaks.
Some Bon Jovi going on down there, I can tell you. And then I have to come up here and do this, but you know, this is a pleasure. I mean, I don't wish to cast the dispersion on you in any way at all, but earlier on today I did interview Adam Clayton from U2, so, and he was really good.
Was he?
Yeah, so, and you're the second guest, my second guest of the day, so you need to sort of keep your game high.
Well, I don't know, I'm gonna put it out there, I think I'm gonna be weak.
Weaker than the
I think I'm gonna be a
third
weak
most popular member of U2. Maybe four.
I mean, you said the name and I was like, I hope he clarifies who this is. I have no idea.
Not Bono. It's not The Edge. But it's not the other one.
The thing is, Bono and The Edge are all very well, right? Because interview, but they're not as funny as Clayton. So they're quite serious, whereas Adam Clayton likes a little bit of a joke. So much better interview.
And who's the fourth member?
Larry Mullen Jr.
Ah, yes, old Larry. The old Lazo.
Yeah, that's what they
what
call
does
him.
What he play?
He plays the drums.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a U2 fan, Joe, I'm guessing, is it?
No, I like. They did a cover of I Am the Walrus that I quite liked, but other than that, I'm not.
Not so much.
It's not. It's Bono, isn't it? It puts me off.
That's a lot of people. But the thing is, someone who employs music, all titles, into that. See how I bring it round.
Yes, lovely.
Very good. You know, your music knowledge must be second to none, though, right?
I mean, I've got very low sort of knowledge of music.
Any song with the word like it?
Yeah, I know all of those, because I'm desperate to find puns for my show titles. Yeah.
So how many have there been so far with your name in the I Like It pun? So you've had
Some Lice It Hot was the first show.
Very good.
So not technically a song, but a pun in it.
Yeah.
So Some Lice It Hot. Then if Joe likes it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Very good.
then that's the way Joe likes it.
Yeah,
which
strong.
Is the last show. Yeah. And now,
but that was kind of a, we talked to you around that time, and that was for me, that would never be beaten. But I think you might have done it with this title.
Oh, that's
don't
nice.
You think?
I don't think these are maybe on a par. I think this one may be slightly weaker, but people seem to like it.
So what are we looking at now?
It's the new show is called I'm About to Lose Control, and I think Joe likes it.
No, that is good.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
That works tremendously well. Have you got a list now that you're just working down?
Yeah, drop it, lice it hot.
Yeah.
Do you really lice it? Is it wicked?
You're never going to run out of it.
No, of course not.
I lice it, rocking all over the world for your world tour.
Yeah.
You're going to have that.
Yeah, that's nice.
And that's filled up the whole poster as well. You don't even need an image.
No, you don't. And people will get it. They'll get whether they want to go to the show or not, won't they, based on that.
Empty auditoria.
Yeah. Hello, Wembley.
A man's doing status quo covers. What's he doing? Anyway, look, how are you in that? Because you have, you've also remained busy. Last time you were in here, as I say, was around that time of the last tour.
Yeah.
Here you are flogging another.
I'm flogging another tour.
Which is all brand new.
All brand new. There's loads of new stuff in there.
Yeah.
Some of it's not yet written. Doesn't start till February, though, so I've got a bit of time.
What are you doing here now, then?
Well, they go on sale tomorrow morning.
Right. Well, people are buying into something that's not there.
Yes, they're buying. It's a weird thing, isn't it? It's like they're buying a non-existent product that hopefully I will create.
Yeah, well, it's a gamble.
It's a gamble, and it might not pay off. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
You'll PR through there just go, what are you doing?
Yeah. I presume that if you don't create the product, you'll still turn up to the venue anyway. So they'll get sort of semi experience.
I was trying to work out if I could Skype the shows.
Literally phone it in.
Yeah, literally phone it in.
So Skype it.
Yeah. It'd be an avant-garde. People, The Guardian would love it. It's really changed.
Don't sell laziness as avant-garde.
Yeah. It's the new laziness.
So I'm writing it at the minute. It's sort of, the kind of structure of it is there, and then I would like to keep it a bit topical, so I will have to write some of it sort of closer to the time.
It's pointless me asking you about it now, because there's no answers. So now you've created a conversation chasm. Because, literally going...
I did
got
that,
nothing.
Did I? By not writing a show, did I?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Adam Clayton had loads to say on their new stuff. I mean, he was...
I mean, that'd
he had
be
loads
funny.
Of material.
That'd be great for them to release a record and not know what's on it until... Let's produce it. Yeah, I can tell you...
Come on, what else? Come on, what else has you been doing?
Well, I bought a house in Birmingham, because I'm from Birmingham, I can't afford to buy in London because I'm not a Russian oligarch. So there's a bit in there about like sort of housey stuff because it needed work doing to it. So I've been dealing a lot with people that I don't normally deal with, which is sort of electricians and plumbers who...
I like the way you said that with a little bit of not really understanding what they do. Because
I don't understand what they do. They're magic people.
They are magic
You say,
people.
Oh, over there, I'd like some plug sockets. And a few days later, there's a plug socket there.
I don't understand it either. How many times in my life, and probably you as well, right, people have tried to explain electricity to me. At school, since then, right... I still don't know how electricity works. How I don't get it.
It's electrons or something, isn't it?
It's a movement of
an electron
something.
Goes from one thing to another thing,
and then the light comes on.
So it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's how we're broadcasting. We are broadcasting, aren't we? We're not just sat here talking
to each other. Is this what they told you? I mean, it's talk radio. We might as well not be. I mean, six people listening.
All six of you.
Yeah, so...
I don't know what electricity
is. How's the house, though? I mean, what stage are you at with it?
Nearly there now.
Are you in there?
I've got loads of things where, silly gadgets. I've got those lights that you turn on with your voice.
Oh. Have you?
Yeah.
So because you've been able to start from scratch or rebuild, you can do all this trendy stuff.
I've got that.
How do you do that? Is that
you get it's a thing, and you have to say Alexa.
So it's the Alexa. Oh, is it? Yeah. So I've got an Alexa, but I don't have.
Get a light bulb that you can connect to the Alexa.
Are they really good?
Well, no, they don't connect all the time. So sometimes you get trying to show off to people. Go, Alexa, turn the living room lights on, and then nothing happens. Alexa, don't embarrass me again, Alexa. You know what happened last time, Alexa. And I've got a thermostat that you can control with Alexa as well.
I mean, you're relying a lot on Alexa here.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and she's, you know, she's a dodgy lady.
I'm not sure this is the way forward.
I don't trust her. I want to teach her sinister things as well. So, like, when friends have come round for dinner and they're leaving, and they say, "Well, thanks for having us," I want to go, "Alexa, lock the doors." You know, sinister stuff.
Yeah.
So I've got that. Good. I'm trying to. I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are on colours.
Oh yeah,
because I want to go with a dark blue in the kind of living roomy area. So like go like dark.
Is it a light room generally? Is there good window?
No, it's not a great window. So I sort of feel like may as well just embrace the darkness.
Oh, really?
Not the band The Darkness.
No. Although, you know, that's funny you should mention that because I'm interviewing Justin Hawkins from The Darkness tomorrow.
No.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, my word. Like, ask Justin from The Darkness whether he could recommend darkness to me in a room. I'd love that.
Their new song is not radio friendly and has to be edited because it contains the word, well, it's shooting out solid gold, except it's not the word shooting.
Oh, right.
So we've had a little struggle with that.
Have a stab at some of
and that's a single, but I'm not suggesting you should come round and redecorate by anally squirting golden paint onto your walls.
Oh, is that not how you do it?
You're those tradesmen again.
No wonder I'm banned from Farrow and Ball. I like to hear the new Darkness stuff because they've had a few albums since that one.
That's the only one.
Is that the only one?
That's the only one we know.
Yeah, you probably know more.
I know more than that.
John has a very niche taste in music.
Love is Only a Feeling. That was a big hit, wasn't it?
Oh, that was a good hit.
Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End.
Yeah, that was good, actually.
That's another one.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well done, lads.
we've got to go to Traffic and Travel because it's what the six people want. So you'll be staying.
I can have a stab at the Traffic and Travel for you.
Do it now if you want.
London, very busy.
Good.
Motorways, mixed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Good.
That is basically the gist.
You pretty much know what they do.
Yeah. I don't need to look at a screen. London, it'll take you twice the time to get where you need to go.
Joe Lycett there doing Traffic and Travel on Talk Radio.
You're welcome.
You're welcome as well. Right, we'll be back more of whatever that was next.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
So you kick around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just for Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just for Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search small victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of £4,945. 35 monthly rentals of £215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months, charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, Man City meet Liverpool. Will Pep's record-breaking signings get the job done? Or will Klopp's Reds triumph? So, what are you waiting for?
Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search New Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Kent, on the M20 heading towards London, there's two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an overturned car and trailer after Junction 11 for Hythe. In Essex, on the M11 northbound, there's reports of an accident between 7 for Harlow and 8 for Bishop Stortford, though traffic is coping well. On Cheshire, the M6 southbound, slow traffic in a lane closed due to a broken down van between 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich, and still queuing in Cheadle Hume on the A34 northbound at the Stanley Green roundabout due to roadworks. I'm Paul Jenkins.
This week, fill your basket with Lidl's XXL range. Get 30 fish fingers, just £2.39. A range of chocolate-coated ice cream lollies for just £2.09. And 8 packs of crinkle-cut crisps for 95p. Hurry down to Lidl for the full XXL range. Subject to availability, NMA vary selected stores while stocks last.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are talking. We are talking to Joe Lycett, who is flogging his wares.
Yeah.
It's fair to say. It's,
hello, everyone. Please buy tickets to the tour.
Again, you two can sing better than that.
Oh, can they?
Yeah.
I'll dispute that, mate.
All right.
No, I know there will be lots of U2 fans listening to us now.
Yeah.
And I think, get better taste. I think I wouldn't wish to offend them. No. And I think they're a great band.
Good.
I think I've got around that.
I think you did. Got around that completely.
I like how you didn't say anything. Just let me keep digging.
Yeah, that's right. Just let you go.
Thanks. How we get the gold here.
Yeah. So, look, we've talked about... I don't know what we've talked about, but it's sort of stuff, isn't it? It's
houses. Yeah, we've had a bit of chat.
We've talked a bit about the tour, but we should talk about your book as well. Because
yes.
I've been handed two press releases, which is greedy.
It's too much. Really, you know. There's a book out as well. Yeah. It's out today. It came out earlier in the... last year.
This is the paperback version.
This is the paperback version of it. Yeah. And there's a couple of editions. It's a toilet book.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Nothing that I produce is really that heavy. Like, I wouldn't...
In the toilet?
Well...
It's a diet thing, isn't it?
This morning, this is a weird thing.
Yeah.
I took my pyjama bottoms off, and then I took my pants off, and a moth fell out of my pants.
Alive or dead?
Dead, very dead.
Right.
And I have no idea how it got there.
I'm now intrigued that you wear underpants under pyjamas.
Yes.
I thought pyjamas were a commando-style garment.
No, I like to have some sort of support.
Interesting.
For the old chap. I don't know.
When you say that, you mean the moth.
The moth needed somewhere to live.
Was it what sort of moth was this? Old hawk moth? Or
No, it's like, you know, that sort of size. Like a kind of, somewhere between a penny and a two penny, I'd say.
Good.
20? 20p slightly bigger? About
20p. Yeah,
about 20p worth of moth.
Worth of moth. I think we've got a scoop now. I think it's an exclusive.
It's an exclusive.
20p's worth of moth in Joe Lycett.
In my pants.
Yeah.
But is that...
it's
anything
never happened
ever...
to me.
No. But I can't work out whether maybe the moth was in the pants... I mean, I was in a rush in the morning, so maybe the moth was in the pants in the morning.
Yeah.
Popped the pants on, then it died within there, or it was dead when I put them on.
Yeah. I know.
Or then it crawled up my leg.
So you've had these pants on all day and all night. That's a long time for a moth to live in your pants.
It is, isn't it?
So it's definitely going to die.
And I must have pulled the pants down at some point to like go to the loo. Yes, I can't really remember. But
Or maybe it that's when it got in.
Oh.
Maybe it was... Because you hear about Australia, where people go to the toilet and there are spiders hiding under the toilet seat.
There was a story about a lad in Essex, wasn't there? There was a spider... snake in the toilet in Essex last week.
Yes, you're right.
Ooh.
So that'd be... I mean, if that had fallen out...
I should be thankful, really. A python falling out.
Just a moth.
Yeah, just a moth. I should be, very thankful.
Yeah. I'm very, 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 very scared of spiders, right?
Oh, no.
And it's getting to that part of the year now where they're all in your house and stuff.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I remember putting my school jumper on, and I looked down, and there's a massive spider just by my shoulder that had obviously crawled in there in the night, and it just clung on while I put it on.
Oh, mate.
That was
horrific. Do you think that's like what started it, because that was such a horrific
moment? No, I was already scared by then. I think what started it, just to get psychological for a moment.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to find a lot about your inner psyche.
See what you read into this, right? So, I'm adopted. I'm going to start there.
By a family of spiders.
That's right. I was brought up as a spider in the jungle.
Right.
And, but no, I was... So now...
You're adopted.
Yeah. So now my adoptive parents, right? I mean, this is a very, very early memory. They went out for the evening, right? And my nana was left to babysit. Now, whether or not I had abandonment issue, I don't know, right? Yeah. But I remember very clearly there was a storm, there would be, and the lightning came through the curtains and lit up next to my bed, and there was a spider on the wall next to my face. As a kid, while my parents were out, and I was a tiny child. And
whoa.
So now I don't like the curtains being open, and I don't like spiders, and I think that's what it was.
That's it. So this is interesting, because things that happen when you're in that, like, woozy state, when you're sort of half asleep. When I was at university, I was watching, I normally would put something on to go to sleep. I was watching Will and Grace.
Oh, pants and pyjamas, as far as we know.
Well, yes. Watching Will and Grace, as I often did and still do, to get to sleep. And somebody in one of the other flats thought it was too loud and came and knocked on the door to tell me off. And because I was woozy, now whenever I hear knocking on a door, I get like flooded with adrenaline, and like I can't really deal with someone knocking on a door. I really hate it.
Wow, that's a phobia, isn't it?
It's weird.
It's a really tricky thing to carry through life, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
door knocking.
Yeah, any knocking, I mean, just go like, what is it?
Don't get a job in Parliament, because that black rod thing is going to freak you right there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's any risk of me in Parliament.
Joe Lighted MP.
Oh, gosh, no, don't. If I ever try to go into politics, stop me.
Oh, I will.
Because I'm very selfish.
All right, good. Well, that'll work. That's how. Anyway, I've just been passed a note.
Oh.
Look at this.
What does it say? Send Joe to Talk Sport.
Yeah.
Have I got to go and do Talk Sport?
What time is he
I've never been on Talk Sport. Do I have to talk about sport?
Yeah, that's all they're interested in.
Literally it.
What sport are you going to go and talk about now?
Curling.
Brilliant.
Is that a sport?
Can you name one curling player?
Brian. There's got to be someone called Brian.
Brian.
Just Brian. Love
you,
Brian.
With Brian the curler.
Here's the thing, right? If you do that, you get extra plugging for your tour tomorrow. If you go in there and genuinely talk about Brian the curler.
Yeah.
On radio. We'll clip it up.
We'll play it
and play it out on here tomorrow, because we've
that's
set
that up. That's a challenge. I've got to go
that's
and speak
a challenge
about...
right now, but you've got to talk about Brian.
What if they're offended about the...
They literally won't be. But just get the phrase, talk about Brian the curler.
Brian the curler.
So, big sport. I love curling, and I love Brian the curler.
Does he need a surname?
Yes. No, Brian.
It's just
Brian.
Got Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
It's just got Brian.
I mean, we could Google someone who does curling.
No,
I think it's more fun, isn't it?
Brian the curler, and tomorrow we'll play that out, and then you get extra plug for your tour.
Okay, that's a...
Probably play it on Virgin as well, to be honest.
Probably can, yeah. I've got no Adam Clayton tomorrow. I need to fill the time.
Yeah. So, screw the darkness.
Yeah.
All right.
Lovely. Okay, well, I'll go on to Talk Sport now, then.
Off you go,
do
then.
I just leave?
Yeah, off you go. And just
well,
out the
thanks
door.
For having me. It was lovely to see you.
Lovely, Joe.
Your skin is looking radiant.
Thank you.
I wanted to say,
thank you very much.
Have a lovely rest of your show. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Joe. Lice it there. He's going now, look. He's going to do Hawks. Brian the curler. Good. There we go. Joe Lycett. He's selling tickets for a tour he hasn't written yet. It's called I'm About to Lose Control and I Think Joe Lycett. And he's got a book out as well or something. Right, that was a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, and it was today's one. Now, still to come on the programme, the following items to delight you. Work experience punditry is on the way. It's Thursday. We've got our work experience Alex here. He's going to be going through some geeky, gadgety stuff for you. Diversity. No, we've done that. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We'll be rounding up stories from the current silly season as well in around an hour's time. And Paul Rossmaster, the quiz pertaining to the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Now, obviously, we get celebrities to play along with that. Oh, we've had many of them. We've had celebrities. We've had someone from Love Island. I can't remember who. But Victoria can remember
China.
Who. China from Love Island. Thank you very much. Someone from Gogglebox.
Sandy Bogle?
Don't know.
I don't know.
There we've had...
That's really bad, because you're speaking to these people and you're not bothering to remember who they are.
Well, I would remember who they are, but I didn't know in the first place in the case of those two. Mm-hmm. But I know who today's... I know Adam today, Adam Cattrall from Talk Sport, as we were just talking about. He's doing it today. Eddie Temple Morris.
Overnight. Which is also simulcast on Talk Radio.
There you go. That's why I didn't know that. But that's it. But
how don't you know that?
I didn't know anything. Anyway, so he's going to be coming on, and he is going to be playing Paul Rossmaster. He has to get, of course, some points, which puts him at the top of the leaderboard with everybody else that's ever played. That's all happening on the programme. It's 2:30 now, though. 2:30 exactly. How do you like that, Victoria?
I like it a lot.
I know. Joe likes it. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A Royal Navy ship is being sent to British overseas territories hit by Hurricane Irma, which has killed at least 10 people. The UK government has also made £12 million available to help with the relief effort. Deborah Kelly, who's on holiday in the Dominican Republic, has told John they've been left stranded.
It was very scary because we were unable to get off the island. You know, there's the airlines were canceling. They were price gouging a little bit, you know, charging people astronomical fees to
really?
Leave. So we decided to take our chances to stay through the weekend and hopefully we get another flight out.
A man has been jailed for a year for writing "Let's kill every Muslim" on Facebook following the Manchester Arena terror attack. The 22-year-old from Wrexham admitted publishing material with the intention of stirring up racial hatred. The Brexit secretary says there's a very good prospect the UK will negotiate a transitional arrangement with the EU before we leave. MPs are debating the bill, which will effectively transfer European law into British legislation in the House of Commons. Jaguar Land Rover is only going to make electric or hybrid cars from 2020. The announcement comes 2 months after Volvo confirmed a similar plan from 2019. And the Everton manager says he's very disappointed at Wayne Rooney's drink driving charge. The former England captain will still play in the match against Tottenham on Saturday, but is set to be dealt with internally at an appropriate time. The weather, rain in the northwest, gradually pushing across the UK. Drier in the southeast with highs of 20 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Yes, there is. And you didn't say that with disdain, because I did that to time.
I know, that's like the first time that you were bang on.
Can I point out, though, that your news was 1 minute 40? Slightly less than 1 minute 40, it was 1 minute 36.
Do you know what, often, for the half-past headlines, it's a little bit shorter.
It's supposed to be 2 minutes! You've been ripping us off!
No.
You have been...
Yesterday, I did a bulletin, which was 2.5 minutes, and you didn't bother acknowledging that was longer.
Oh.
So, you know, you can't pick me up on these things if you're not going to pay attention to every single bulletin.
Well, that's sneaky. That will from now on. That's sneaky, that is. Trying to... Because you get paid the same.
Yes, John.
And that's fewer work.
Yeah.
Mm. Which is why bonus news today will be longer than normal.
There isn't even a length for bonus news.
Well,
it usually drags on.
that is fair. Yeah. But Victoria's going to have some vegetable news for us.
Yeah.
Because, as you'll notice from that bulletin, because it was too short, there was no vegetable news.
No.
But things are happening in the world of vegetables, and we need to know about it.
Very occasionally, vegetables make it into the actual news.
They do, but not today.
No.
But there will be some for you. Have you started researching yet?
I've typed the word vegetable into an internet browser, but I haven't bothered to look at the results yet.
Well, it's a start, isn't it? Got to start somewhere with tiny, some tiny steps.
Yes.
Acorns grow.
Just like your steps.
What are you suggesting?
They're tiny, because you're tiny.
Victoria's back in half an hour with the news at 3.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon to you. Joe Lycett, who was with us, is gone now. He's gone, but Dave Stevenson's just messaged us regarding his moth problem. If you were listening, you'll have heard that Joe Lycett took off his pyjama bottoms.
Yep.
And then his pants. Who wears pants and pyjamas?
I'm fascinated by that.
That's really odd, isn't it? Is that that's not a thing?
That's the whole point of pyjamas, isn't it?
You let it all hang loose.
Yeah. It's a bit of a like a
kick
a
back
free,
and relax.
A free night, you know.
Yeah.
Bit of a freebie.
Just letting it.
Yeah.
Anyways, but he had
had
a moth trapped in his pants with him. Dave Stevenson's just on hashtag mothballs.
That is the sort of joke we should have made about 15 to 20 minutes ago.
None of us thought of it. It took listener Dave Stevenson to come up with that, and that's fine. That's good. That beat anything we said.
I'm going to text Joe now and just say mothballs.
Yeah, but credit Dave.
All right, shall I tweet him?
Tweet him with...
What's Dave's Twitter?
I don't know. Dave. At Dave.
If that is, I'll be livid because I want that.
there's gadgets afoot. Now, regular listeners know that we get work experience people in and around here, usually we just let them. We don't talk to them. We don't understand what they're for or anything. Which is like you. If you've got a work experience in the office, that's exactly what happens, isn't it? You just take no notice of them. But here we do most of the time. We drag them in here and give them real world work experience in work experience punditry. And today we are joined by Alex, who... Hi, Alex.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Who will be going through geeky, gadgety stuff. We do film, we do music, we do TV, hipster nonsense, all manner of things. And today, geeky, gadgety tech stuff. Right, Alex?
That's absolutely right, John.
Good. And so, what are we going to start with? Let's get one in before the travel.
All right. Quick one, is it? Yeah?
Oh, well, yeah. See what happens.
All right. Well, Mario... He's no longer a plumber.
Yes, I saw this. Because Mario has always been a plumber. I mean, I'm not a gamer, never was.
Ah.
But I'm aware that Mario was a plumber. I'm aware of that information.
Yes.
You say, what is Mario? A good plumber.
Yeah. He is a plumber.
It's just like general knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. Is, well, he's Lara Croft. She's a Tomb Raider.
That's right.
All right. We know these things.
Yeah.
But he's no longer a plumber.
No longer a plumber. According to the Nintendo official website, it's now canon that he is no longer a plumber. They translated a description of his profile, and it said he's all-round sporty. Whether it's tennis or baseball, soccer or car racing, Mario does everything cool, except probably the moustache. As a matter of fact, he also seems to have worked as a plumber a long time ago.
How's he earning his money now, though?
Well, he's
a freelance multi-sports personality.
Well, he owns like a big... plumbing sort of company, and he can lay back
a plumpany.
Yeah.
If like you think about it, though, that's not beyond the realm of possibility, is it? Because think about Len Goodman from the,
as I always am,
appalling program Partners in Rhyme off the television.
Yeah,
right.
That's not what he's mainly known.
It
for.
Is now.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know him from anything else.
It is now.
Partners in Rhyme.
Quite, David. It's the worst reviewed program that's ever happened.
No, not as bad as Cheap, surely.
No, far worse.
Really?
Far worse. Oh, go for people talking about Len Goodman's Partners in Rhyme. It doesn't work on any level at all. It's dreadful. However...
I want to talk about this loads.
He used to be a welder.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
But this is the brilliant thing about Len Goodman's life is parallel to the plot of Flashdance.
Yes.
Len Goodman was a welder, a shipyard welder, and then he went to do dancing, like out of Flashdance. What a feeling that must be.
God. If they did a sequel to Flashdance, you reckon that would happen
good
to the...
Len Goodman, yeah.
Yeah. No, or she would just end up presenting a crap show on BBC.
Yeah, but you see, that's my point. You see, so he went from that to a media personality. So it's not within the realms of possibility that Mario... Kart, that's his name. Mario Kart couldn't have done the same.
Well,
so
that's
it's plausible.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, he made his debut in 1981 in Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Do you know what his name was then?
No.
Jumpman.
Right. No, I didn't. That's like a rapper's name.
Yeah, and he was a carpenter.
He changes jobs like the wind.
He's held down so many jobs, okay? I've got a list. He was a construction worker, a referee, a pilot, a doctor, a race car driver.
A doctor? Whoa, hang on.
Yeah, a doctor.
Back up. So he was what? He was a plumber, a carpenter.
Yeah.
But hang on, let's look at this career trajectory here.
Okay.
So he started off as a jump man.
Yes.
Which is a rapper.
Yes.
Then what was he?
Carpenter, if you like.
All right, well, that's fine. I mean, Jesus was a carpenter, so...
Yeah, good trade. Plumber.
That makes sense, because those are both similar industry. I can see going from carpenter to plumber. That's just a bit of extra training. That's an extra city and guilds. I can see that working.
Okay.
Natural progression.
That's right. Construction worker.
Absolutely fine. Again, career progression.
Referee.
Now, maybe that was something you did at weekends in some amateur football matches.
Yeah.
And it maybe he enjoyed it so much it took over.
Yeah, which obviously leads to pilot. Pilot, doctor, race car
driver.
That's
the one I've got a problem with.
Doctor.
I've got a problem with doctor. And actually pilot, now you say.
Yeah.
Because pilot's a lot of training.
Yeah.
Now, if you're only refereeing at weekends, you've got free time in the week. So you could go on a flying course. But the wages of an amateur referee, I would posit, would not be high enough to pay the very expensive fees required to learn to fly.
I doubt it, yeah.
But he obviously qualified as a pilot. But then, that's not enough for me. The excitement of flying, not enough.
See, I'm
then he went to medical school.
Yeah. I'm getting a pattern here. It's like Catch Me If You Can, that Leonardo DiCaprio film.
Mm. Maybe he wasn't a real doctor, like Dr. Fox. There's many things he is. But he certainly isn't a doctor, is he? That's the point.
That's it.
So maybe he just called himself that.
Yeah. I mean, it gets worse. Chef, archaeologist.
Oh, again.
Toy maker.
Chef? So he went doctor, chef.
He went doctor, race car driver to chef, actually.
Beg your pardon. Yeah. That's obviously the missing link. That's how he did it. Yeah, that makes absolute sense.
Segue. Archaeologist, toy maker, street dancer, theme park owner, and Olympic athlete. So...
Well, I've got to admire, you've got to be versatile these days, haven't you? So.
That's it. The only thing I did notice, though, I looked on Luigi's profile as well. Did a bit of back... Doesn't say if he's still a plumber or not.
It just says he's been left behind, has he, Luigi?
The main thing that said was he has a different moustache to Mario. That's a bit sad, isn't
poor
it, really?
Luigi.
He's left him behind, hasn't he? Yeah. So was Luigi a plumber's mate?
Yeah, I think he's probably been promoted.
Perhaps he took over the firm.
I think that's what happened, yeah. And then Mario went, well, I've made my money now. Live the dream.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's I'm pleased for him.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
I'm pleased for Mario. But I am pleased. He's done well, Mario, and I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
But I don't want him to forget his past.
No, you can't. No, you can't do that.
Stripper, has he been that?
I did write down male stripper, but I left it out.
Okay.
And the doctor, I think, was gynecologist, but right. I could be wrong.
All right, well.
You've got a hobby.
Yeah, fine. Shall we... let's take traffic and travel now. Would be a good time.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Shall I get Joe back in?
I think so, yeah.
Traffic and travel.
Yeah. So, after that, I'm sure there's more geeky, gadgety tech news.
Thankfully, yes.
Okay, we'll be doing it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that, that is the rankest thing I have ever
literally. It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
The end of summer. Night's drawing in. Everything's becoming dull.
But at Fiat, we laugh in the face of dull, because colour lives on in the Fiat Festival of Paint. Buy a brand new Fiat 500 and we'll throw in a free paint upgrade worth up to £750. So you can stay colourful in Paso Doble Red, Smooth Mint, Epic Blue. Free paint offer available on new Fiat 500s ordered between 28th August and 10th September and registered by 30th September 2017. Available from stock only, subject to availability for T's and C's. Fiat.co.uk.
This weekend on the new Sky Sports Premier League channel, Man City meet Liverpool. Will Pep's record-breaking signings get the job done? Or will Klopp's Reds triumph? So, what are you waiting for? Upgrade today and watch 126 live games this season on our new channel dedicated to the Premier League. Now for £18 a month. Search new Sky Sports. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. Further terms apply.
It's your last chance to get savings in the summer sale at DFS. But be quick, the sale ends Monday.
Yeah, hi. Can I have a white coffee, please?
Or maybe you'd like to try today's special, which is a café au lait made from Himalayan beans roasted precisely to a temperature of 18.1 degrees Celsius with a triple and a half shot of coffee mixed with one splash of fat-free milk, one splash of homemade goat milk, a little bit of caramel licorice drizzle, served upside down in a mason jar.
With the McCafe range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove. Car Finance 24/7. Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Still a lane closed due to an accident in Essex on the M11 northbound between Severn for Harlow and Junction 8 for Stansted Airport. In Cheshire, the M6 southbound. Better news, all lanes are open between 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich after an earlier broken down van, though slow traffic remains. In Greater Manchester, the M60 clockwise. Slow after an earlier broken down car transporter between 14 for the East Lancs Road and 15 for the Swinton interchange. Again, all lanes have been reopened. I'm Paul Jenkins.
This week, fill your basket with Lidl's XXL range. Get 30 fish fingers, just £2.39. A range of chocolate-coated ice cream lollies for just £2.09. And 8 packs of crinkle-cut crisps for 95p. Hurry down to Lidl for the full XXL range. Subject to availability, NMA vary selected stores while stocks last.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes! And we've already talked about the career of Mario the plumber. No longer a plumber. Was a plumber. It's still on his CV. Who knew that he was so skilled at many things? We've talked that.
Yes.
We've got more things on the way.
Yes.
Before we get there, though, obviously there's a small matter of the news. Prince George has attended first day at school.
Going to school, then, eh? Look at him.
Little Prince George. Now, of course, the Duke of Cambridge, William, has taken him to school. Kate not there, because obviously she's got severe morning sickness from where she got made up the duff by the Duke. And obviously it's very hard for her to get out of the house, because they're all photographers gathered around her foo-foo, trying to get the first pictures of the new baby. So that's in the news. There's more Brexit fallout, of course. It's more of a shambles than we even thought. You've been hearing about that in the news. Hurricane Irma, Irmageddon now, as some people are calling it, is going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, producer Dave. Don't you worry in the slightest, because we're here to help. And the way we do that is by taking the news and, forcing Japanese poetry upon it. Now, normally, we do the news in haikus, which is read out by paid intern Cornelius. He's not here. He's gone to Bestival, where he will be reporting for us tomorrow. Now, that means we needed an alternative, and the only person in the office with a name that we could remotely squash into it in pun form was Chloe. Hi, Chloe!
Hi!
So, Chloe's reading them out for us today. So, we present the news in haikus.
School ban skirts to go, gender neutral, think they're banning genitals next.
Thanks, Chloe. The news in haikus. Alex is our work experience reviewer today. We are talking geeky, gadgety tech stuff with our work experience, and we tell them it's a way into the industry, a leg up, if you like, into broadcast. It isn't at all. They're just free. Alex, we have talked Mario. What are we talking about now?
Well, the BBC are making an interactive radio play. for Alexa and Google Home.
We were talking about Alexa just earlier and how it doesn't work that well in Joe Lycett's house.
He probably won't be playing it then.
No.
But yeah, they've done a new radio play. It's coming out called The Inspection Chamber. It's a sci-fi comedy. It'll work like those old Choose Your Adventure books, you know, the old, like, turn to page 96.
I used to love those.
They were great, weren't they?
I used to very much love those.
You'll hear the story, or chunk of it, and then you're given a choice as to what you should do next, and you tell Alexa, or the other one, Google Home, where you want to go.
Right.
And it's developed by BBC's R&D division, which worked with a company called Rosina Sound. Released later this year, and it's going to be on both.
I kind of like that. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to do it.
Yes, but is it on Radio 4 or is it just unique to Alexa?
Through these.
You need to be able to talk to it, and you can't talk to the radio, John.
I talk to the radio all the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't listen, does it?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Famously.
Otherwise, there are various people that wouldn't be here. Get off! All right. Well, I think that's quite a nice idea. Are those books you were talking about?
Yeah.
The Warlock of Firetop Mountain.
Ooh.
Do you remember that one?
I don't remember it, but that sounds... I don't remember the names, but that sounds really
Death
good.
Trap Dungeon. That was the best one.
That sounds amazing.
These were those books. Was it Ian Livingstone wrote them?
Yeah, mainly. I think it was Livingstone.
For those that don't know, you read a bit of the book, and then it said, okay, you've got a choice. Go through the door or fight the orc, or whatever it might be. It was sort of geeky Dungeons & Dragons in book form. Yeah. And then it was, if you want to fight the orc, turn to page 23. If you want to go through the door, and then obviously your adventure continued, and there were a myriad ways of getting through these things. So I kind of like that. I kind of like the retro idea of them doing this in Alexa form. So you say, I want to do this, and it just cuts to whatever scene.
It'll give you a choice, and then you can choose which one you want to do, kind of like the books. I mean, Netflix have started doing it as well. I don't know if you've seen, but they've got a few little children's cartoons, like the Puss in Boots one.
Yeah.
Where you've got multiple choice. You can use your remote to do this way or that way.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I saw them the other day, actually, yeah. So it kind of ties in.
Spent a lot of time watching children's programmes on Netflix, yeah?
No, I just saw it. That sounds interesting. Let's have a look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know I like that. And so it's a sci-fi comedy. Do we know any more, or is that it?
That's all I know about it at present. But yeah, I'll just know it's...
Well, do you think that's the future, though? Because, you know, things move along so quickly now, and things are changing. The way to get people to listen to things, and it's all about interaction, isn't it?
That's it.
It's all about the interaction. But do people have the time? I tell you what is interesting about it is that, with a geeky hat on for a moment, is that radio, which is why we love it, is technically a sort of a passive medium. You can be doing radio, listening to radio, while doing other things, driving, washing up, in the bath, whatever it might be. You can use it, can't you? That's what radio is. It's a passive sort of medium, whereas television, active medium, because you have to physically sit down and engage with it and watch it. You can't necessarily be doing other things and concentrate on it, right? Mm. But this is a sort of hybrid of the two.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because that's not been done before, where you are actively engaging with the radio as opposed to not.
But probably every now and then, so then you can, like, do your washing up while this happens, and then it's like, oh, go in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you should do the show like that. I don't know.
Like, this could be our future. Maybe you could, if you sort of tell us what you want us to do now.
We should do, I'm being serious now, we should do a Choose Your Own Adventure show one day where people choose what happens next on the show.
Yeah.
They ring in. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, you have the choice
of
what happens now.
Such a good idea. Choose Your Own Radio Show.
Chloe stands on a table. Why? I don't know, but that's what we've chosen.
What do you want to say? Yeah, exactly.
She'll just have to do it.
Well,
she's saying not. But anyway,
it's going to leave a lot more work. The bare balls of the idea.
I mean, that's not a great adventure. Chloe standing on the table. Although it might be. I don't. It could be.
3 hours.
It's a start. It is a start, John. It is a start. You got to admit. Do you want another one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Google has updated its Street View cameras for the first time in 8 years. So gone are the old ones. Got a new camera rig. Still on the car. But it has got clearer photos, and it'll be a higher resolution, more vivid in colour. So they've got 7 cameras on the ball, as opposed to the usual 15 they have. But the cameras are fitted with 20 megapixel sensors and 2 HD cameras, which will capture images. So the actual Google machine learning and AI capabilities will detect street names and numbers of houses.
Right.
And we'll add them to the database.
This is all very stalky. I didn't like it in the first place.
It gets worse. It recognises shops and logos. The plan is to have richer and deeper information. The vice president of Google, Jen Fitzpatrick, said that Google Maps might be able to answer more detailed questions like, what's the name of the pink store next to the church on the corner?
I don't like this at all.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like... I mean, Google... A, also, all of the streets are already mapped in this country, right? They've already done the whole thing. Why do we need to update? The cameras might change, but the streets, not necessarily that much. There might be more pound shops.
Yes.
And a few more boarded up actual shops. But overall, that's not a... You know, the structure and the layout of streets isn't going to have changed in that time. So why do we need a more high-definition version of somebody walking down the road who doesn't want to be photographed?
I mean, I felt uncomfortable when they started doing the inside of shops. And they started, you know, doing that. You can actually go inside buildings. That's you can go in the museum on Google Street View. When will it end?
I don't like that. I don't. I mean, how far will it go? Because it's all about getting deeper into the subject, isn't it? It's all about going, right, here's the... First it was Google Earth. Yep. Oh, look at the Earth. Then it was, you know, you can zoom in on cities and so forth. And now you get into the actual street itself. Now you're telling me you can go into shops. How long before you can go into people?
Well, yes.
How long before
that moth's been having a go on Joe Lycett?
Joe Lycett, that won't make any sense if you haven't been listening for the last hour. But anyway,
you're welcome.
Thanks, Dave. But I think you see how weird that is, because next it could be cameras.
Yeah,
a Google camera in you, and that's not right.
Google colonoscopy thing.
Yes, yeah. Googleoscopy, they'll call it. That's not nice.
That's not nice at all.
All right. Well, look, we're running out of time.
Good.
Yeah. isn't it? Thank you, Alex.
It's a pleasure.
Very much indeed for coming in and doing that for us. That was Work Experience Punditry. Alex there reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. Now, still to come on the programme, after 3 o'clock, well, we do the big debate at three, of course. Toby Gillies, who you'll know from the news and sport and so forth, he'll be here to quiz Dave and I.
Hmm.
Do you know about this?
Literally not.
Okay, let me explain. So Toby...
I've been away a long time.
I know. Toby Gillies, Silly Gillies, will bring us his silly season. It's still the silly season. Parliament has gone back, but the papers are still full of stupid stories that aren't quite stories.
Yeah.
So we round it up. He gives us a headline, the headline from the newspaper, and we have to work out what the story is from it. It's a sort of quiz.
Okay,
and that's how we do it. It's Tony Silly Gillies' Silly Season. So that's on the way. Also today, Paul Rossmaster as well. Now, Adam Cattrall from off of overnights here at Talk Radio and Talk Sport will have his knowledge of Paul Ross, our Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter, well and truly tested in this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Trying to get some points, which will get him to the top of the leaderboard. Plus, don't forget Victoria's bonus news on the way, which is vegetable news. It's all here. It's coming up to 3 o'clock. News is next.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh!
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly and precisely 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, deadly hurricane flattens islands, a huge rise in LGBT hate crime, and JLR is going electric.
Talk Radio.
The British Overseas Territory of Anguilla is criticising the UK government for not responding to Hurricane Irma quickly enough. It's been badly affected by the storm, along with the British Virgin Islands and other nearby Caribbean countries. At least 10 people have been killed so far in the region, with buildings flattened and families left homeless. But Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says a Royal Navy ship is nearby.
The ship Mounts Bay is in the region with humanitarian supplies. We have experts on hand in the region, and we are now stepping up our effort, both financial and humanitarian, to deal with the crisis as it unfolds.
The Brexit Secretary says there's a very good prospect of the UK negotiating a special transitional arrangement after leaving the EU. Parliament is debating a key bill to convert all existing European law into domestic legislation. A teenager who killed a seven-year-old girl in a park in York has been ordered to be detained for assessment in a specialist hospital for 12 weeks. The 16-year-old will be sentenced for the manslaughter of Katie Ruff in November. A judge says she poses a high risk of serious harm to others and herself. It's claimed the number of hate crimes against people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender has gone up by three quarters in the last 5 years. Research by the charity Stonewall suggests 8 in 10 victims don't report it to police. Reg Courage was attacked after leaving a bar in London, Soho.
I was pinned up against the wall, choked on my throat by two guys. One of them had his hand up so he was going to punch me in the face. And the other one smashed a burger up against my face and rubbed it all down my clothes.
Jaguar Land Rover says all its vehicles will be electric or hybrid from 2020. The announcement follows a similar pledge by Volvo. And the Duchess of Cambridge has had to miss out on taking Prince George to his first day at school because she's suffering from morning sickness. Prince William dropped their son off at the £18,000 a year Thomas's Battersea in South London this morning. What's that noise?
£18,000?
Yeah, just under 18 grand, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for around in the studio while I'm reading the news as
well. Where do they get the money? I dropped things. Yeah. Apologise for that. Sorry.
FYI, my bulletin with the weather as well will be 2 minutes 20, that one.
2 minutes 20, right.
There you go. So longer, making up for it. Yep.
Are we still counting time now?
Well, we can do, because that makes it even longer.
Well, I don't think we should.
Which means I wouldn't have to do bonus news.
You like doing bonus news?
Yeah, but I haven't got around to it yet.
The nation.
I've been eating cake.
Have you?
Two pieces of chocolate cake.
Whose is it? Where did you get it from?
Ollie Hunter. It's his birthday today. He's a technical producer over on Dog Sport.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Did he bring the cake in?
He brought in four cakes and two packets of cookies.
How many cookies have you had?
I've had zero cookies.
Oh. Why?
Because it's all about the chocolate cake.
Fair enough. Are you done the weather?
No.
Here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain in the northwest, gradually pushing across the UK. Drier in the southeast, highs of 20 degrees. John is stupid.
Here's Claire with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Hello, I'm Claire Cottingham. Well, it's the opening day of the deciding test for England's cricketers who are bowling first against the West Indies. A short while ago, the tourists were 78 for four. Jimmy Anderson still chasing his 500th test wicket. Premier League teams have voted to close the transfer window before the start of the season. The window will now close at 5 p.m. on the Thursday before the season starts. Importantly, though, changes will only apply to English top-flight clubs and will have no bearing on other leagues. Everton boss Ronald Koeman says he's very disappointed with Wayne Rooney's drink driving charge, but he will feature against Tottenham this weekend. Koeman says the player will be dealt with internally. Meanwhile, Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino says he hasn't spoken to Dele Alli about his controversial gesture during international duty. Alli raised his middle finger in England's World Cup qualifying victory over Slovakia, although later he said it was a joke with teammate Kyle Walker. And the Swansea boss Paul Clements says Wilfred Bonny is very focused and already proving himself as a positive influence in the changing room. Bonny scored 34 goals during his first spell at Swansea. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Claire. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. As I say, Paul Rossmaster is on the way. The quiz pertaining to the life and work of Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. And we'll be going through some of your silly season stories with Toby Gillies from TalkSport. Silly Gillies, silly season. But the big debate is next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, if you are a snowflake easily offended by statues or words or the absolutely horrific idea that there should be any such thing as girls or boys, then good news, because today none of us here are wearing skirts in case that accidentally points to what gender we biologically are. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't think of anything worse than being an identifiable gender in case it upsets a trans child. And it's the right thing to do, isn't it? Because there are so many. You can barely turn around these days without hitting a child who doesn't know what he or she is. Confused and angry. They used to be called just teenagers. But now a school in East Sussex has banned girls from wearing skirts in a bid to make its uniform gender neutral, because it, quote, addresses inequality. Although the use of the word addresses there has drawn a criticism because it's got the word dresses in it and they are for girls. See what I mean? It's a minefield, all of this, isn't it? Can't say the right thing. Even saying the word addresses. Honestly, it's easy to get collared by the gender police, isn't it? Now, on the line listening to that, Talk Radio listener Richard's phoned in. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. So you heard me say it is about clothes, isn't it? This is a big issue today. We heard about the skirts at the school, but I said collared there, and that offends you.
Oh, I can't believe we still have them. It's 2017, and we've still got collars. Are you having a joke? Are you having a giraffe, as the Londons would say?
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Well, interesting you mentioned that. A giraffe doesn't have a collar, does it?
No, and look at the giraffe, one of the most carefree spirits in the animal kingdom.
Well, and the size of the...
Look at the animals that do have collars, such as the performing sea lion.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible situation.
Dogs?
I'm not a dog, and I don't want you to be a dog either.
Right.
So, you know, that's more than enough reason to get rid of collars.
Rid of collars.
A ridiculous waste of fabric.
Right, a waste of fabric. I mean, they're strong words, certainly. I want to bring in another caller, if I can. We've got Professor Hugo Shatwell on the phone. Good afternoon, Professor. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, look, you've heard what Richard said there. Giraffes, they've got a long neck. Is it a waste of a neck? A waste of a neck, is it?
Well, it would look an awful lot better with a collar on it.
Yeah, but you fit a lot of collars.
Look. Right? There. Well, there you are. Look, also...
Yes?
Without a collar, I mean, collars were invented. What were they invented? They were invented to dress up some of the least attractive parts of the body. All right? Without a collar, your neck resembles no more than a fat worm.
Right.
It's a fat worm, John.
Okay, but if I put a collar on it, isn't it just a fat worm with a collar on?
No, it suddenly has shape and dynamism, a contour. I mean, it's sort of what the Coca-Cola design of the bottle does the thing,
right?
Isn't it? Also, collars are a very good social indicator, aren't they? We often talk about white collar workers.
We do.
Versus blue collar, so we can tell the difference between skilled workers and plebs.
Right. So if you, but hang on, but if we have white collars and blue collars, should we have? Yeah. That's not very diverse, is it? We need collars of colour. We need all
absolutely
colours.
Bring them all on, John. Bring them all on.
Right. All.
Bye bye.
Right. So, well, hang on. Stay there.
Bye-bye.
No, stay.
I don't want to be constrained by the colour of my collar, all right?
I think you do. I think you do.
Professor, you've had your say. Let Richard come back in on this.
But I'd like to live in a world where, you know, I could move from job to job without having to worry about whether I had the right colour fabric to wrap around my neck.
Collar.
As some kind of, like, monochromatic prison. No, I don't want that, Professor Johnny Collar, if that is your real name. I don't like the cut of your collar, Jim.
What would you say to the cost of it all, though? Because obviously we get... We still have collars, but obviously we had a lot more of them in the 1980s. The collieries were closed by Mrs. Thatcher, which is of course, where they used to dig the collars out of the ground, and that's why we call them seams. Of course, underneath the ground, because they used to grow in collars there. And you remember the violence of the 1980s, the seamstress strike of 1985, where women and men ones would throw sewing machines at the front line of the constabulary, and that's, we don't want to see those scenes again, Professor, do we?
No, we don't. And it's a way of keeping a British industry alive.
Yeah.
So, more collars, more jobs for Britain.
Yeah.
Blue collar workers.
You're calling for your part. Well, we should confess here that you do have an agenda. You're part of the movement Holler for Collars, of course.
Yeah. That's right.
And.
Yes. We also. We're affiliated with Twerk There for Workwear.
Yeah,
Where people they twerk just over there.
Yeah, where do they? Where do they?
Collars.
When you say what? There, where?
Just there.
Just there.
No. Left.
Yep.
Come left.
Left more.
Come left.
Left.
Come left.
Yep.
Come left.
Yes.
Come right. Come right. Stop.
Right. There.
Yes, we hold. Yes, there. We hold off collars, and I think it's just a part of the decline of society and a sign of the increasing moral depravity that we're seeing. I literally walked past a couple fornicating in the gutter just now, John.
Were they wearing collars?
No, not a stitch on them.
Right, Richard.
I think there should be tight collars, very tight.
Just hold that.
Restraining, almost choking.
What? Richard.
Professor, have you forgotten one of the most prolific collar wearers of our time was Shakespeare? How many people has he dragged through school hating the English language? We can't forgive such a heinous act of collar induced boredom. No, we need to get rid of them now, if not your last century.
Shakespeare gave us some of the richest vocabulary in the English language. The word frisbee, Shakespeare.
Yep.
The expression, your mum, Shakespeare. So all Shakespeare, wombling free.
Shakespeare.
Right. What? So if you want to do away with half the British English language, fine by me.
What do you make
I would rather do away with half the British language than have people run round and mug people who play accordion so they can pull the insides out and use that as a rough collar, you know?
That is a problem, admittedly. I've got the statistics. I'm glad you brought that up, Richard. I have the statistics here. 78% more attacks on accordionists in the last 2 years. That's the tip of the iceberg. They think a lot of it goes unreported.
Yeah, well, I'm just walking past some work, so I'm going to be very quiet now, John.
Okay.
Hang on. Right.
Yeah.
The reason this crime is increasing because of the scarcity of collars. Now, if we put more collars into society and the economy, then people wouldn't resort to such terrible crimes.
What do you make of this?
Isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Let's find out.
Thank you, John.
No, I'm not necessarily agreeing. Richard.
Bye-bye.
No. Stay. Richard. Right. Richard. What do you make of this fad at the moment? We've heard the expression dog collar. We've even mentioned it, of course, and this is about dogs wearing collars. But vicars have these dog collars, don't they? What do you make of this new fad of vicars eschewing the dog collar but wearing a dog instead around their neck? That they sort of bend it around their neck, don't they? And they staple its paws in front of them. And that's now accepted in religion. What do you make of that, Richard?
I think as long as it's not the traditional collar, which we're obviously looking to get rid of, it can only ever be an improvement. At least you know where the dog is at all times.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great form of self, you know, protection if you're out all alone, you know, and especially if you happen to be an accordionist vicar as well.
Yes.
It can afford you some protection if some professor and Shakespeare wannabe comes along and wants to mug you for the innards of your instrument in order to put a not particularly pleasant rough around one's worm neck.
You do put it very succinctly there. I think we should maybe... well, it's a quick straw poll, actually. How many collars should there be, yes or no? Hugo Shatwell.
Absolutely.
And Richard...
No!
That's interesting, actually, that you say that. Is it about racism? Because you know, obviously, there are... it's cheap labour, isn't it? There are migrant workers now who come over here to pick collars off the trees and send them away to be made. But no one wants to do that, do they, in this country? And it's migrant workers that allow that to happen. Without them, we wouldn't have collars anyway.
Yeah, I don't really know where you're going there, John, but absolutely. Speaking as a racist, I'm dismayed. Our official stance at H4C is that we oppose any collars which have come as a direct benefit of slavery.
Yeah, well, unrightly, so everyone should.
Unless those slaves are wearing iron.
No, that's an offensive
collar.
Offensive point of view, which you're entitled to, like Jacob Rees-Mogg. But we're not necessarily going to
wonderful man.
Going to agree.
Man, going to make the country great again.
Agree with it. I love it.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. What are you going to do with collars?
Six of them, John.
Richard, where are we going to... It's all very well calling for an end to collars, but where are they going to go? Because the jails are full.
Are they?
No answer to that, have you?
Well, I'm not a jail expert. I just have a strong opinion about collars that I wanted to voice on a public radio station.
Well, you've got a voice. Now use that platform for the public good. Yeah. Where are you going to put the collars?
All the collars?
You can't take the collars... Just where are you going to put them? Where are you going to put them?
Which way where I put them? I cut each of them in half.
Yes.
And then I sell them as tasteful chokers instead.
Right. A bit of choker's like a collar, isn't it?
Yes, but it's much more attractive. It's much more fashionable. Mm. And if you tighten it, it can choke.
Right.
Oh, and you think that's all right, eh? Right?
Simple question. Do you think that's all right, Richard?
Yes. What's wrong? Explain to me 1.5 problems of that.
Where are your hands right now?
One of them's holding a phone.
Right. Or left?
Left.
And the right one?
One of them is crushing a small collection of collars. I'm just squeezing them. I'm just enraged.
Are you all right, Professor?
Yeah, I'm fascinated. This confection of lies.
Right. I'm sorry, am I being psychoanalyzed at this moment?
Right. I think we can leave
It speaks for itself.
Okay. Look, we're going to leave the debate there. I mean, just for time, really. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Richard?
Neckerchief.
Hugo Shatwell.
Fat worm.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, have you got an opinion on collars? A lot of arguments there, aren't there? For and against, really. But what do you think? That's what we're asking you. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got shatterproof rulers and spiders. Why do we need collars? 87222, start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter, start your message with any word you like. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to
to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up To Cancer to sign up.
New on ITV.
Andrew and I went out on a date.
Hi.
Hi.
She invited me back to hers.
He poured the wine.
We never said anything. We were just in the moment, you know?
Two sides, one truth.
You have to answer for what you've done.
What do you mean answer for what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Brand new drama, Liar, starts Monday at 9 on ITV.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle, and diving was something you did down the bars. Shorts were shorts, and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cheshire at Crewe, the A534 Nantwich Road is closed in both directions. Heavy traffic there due to an accident, a lorry and a car involved between Manaway and Broughton Lane. Elsewhere in Kent, slow traffic due to an earlier overturned vehicle from the M20 London bound just after junction 11 around Hythe. And elsewhere in Powys, the A470 South Street is closed in both directions. That's due to a serious accident. Two vehicles involved, that's between the A44 and the A4081. I'm Sammy Jolo.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. That much is true. Things are true. They must be. They're in the newspapers. It's silly season, of course. We're coming to the end of silly season now, but it hasn't stopped the onslaught, and that's not an inappropriate word for it, of stories in the papers that have sort of headlines that you, when they suck you in, you just know that the story is not really news. It's kind of a waste of time. It is silly season. And what we do here is we take some of those headlines and then we have to figure out here in the studio, play along at home just for fun, what the stories are pertaining to the headline. It's a little on-air quiz read for us and introduced for us by TalkSport's Toby Gillies. It's Toby Gillies, Gillies Silly Season.
It's Silly Gillies Silly Season! Yeah.
So Dave and I will be trying to figure out the story from the headline.
I go away for 1 month.
Yeah. And Toby, let's have the first headline, please.
Delta Blow.
Delta Blow. Well, now.
Delta Blow.
Thank you. Right, so, Delta Blow. Right, this is something to do with Only Fools and Horses.
David Jason, yeah, I was thinking that. David
and
Jason.
And a sex act? No?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Delta. Chuck Norris is in the film Delta Force.
Yes.
And is now going out with the actor David Jason. Delta. No.
Blow.
Anyway, that's my guess. Yours, Dave?
It's very hard to top that, isn't it?
Well,
I think maybe David Jason is...
So you're going down that route.
He's opening a glass-blowing festival.
Very good. Yeah, in the Mississippi Delta.
Good.
There we go. I imagine that's... Yeah, I think you got it right, actually. Let's find out what it was.
Britain has too few negotiators to replicate the EU's 48 trade deals with other countries, according to Whitehall chiefs.
Well, I mean, it's not really a silly season story, that one, is it? I mean, to be honest with you,
that's Brexit.
Very much undermining the whole point of the feature. Well done, Toby. Good one. Yeah. Anyway, I was closest.
Let's call that a honourable. It's a scoreless draw.
Second headline, please, Toby.
Bathroom scales.
Ah, now.
That's fine. I got this one straight away.
Right, that's...
Former Liverpool left-back John Scales.
Yep.
Who now works in bathroom redevelopment.
Right, is this next door to the glass-blowing
Very possibly.
Factory.
John Scales...
Yeah.
Has opened a... what do you call it when you do bathrooms up?
A bathroom shop.
A bathroom. John Scales has opened a bath... I'm losing.
And it's called Bathroom Scales.
Yeah, it's called Bathroom Scales. Yeah. Done. Easy.
All right. Okay. Well, no, I don't think that's right. What is it? Bathroom Scales.
Who works at Talk Sport?
Bathroom Scales.
Yeah, right. Okay. So.
Scales.
Yeah.
Scales.
Thank you. What they've done, what someone has done, right, is for the first time, and thank goodness they have rated all of Britain's bathrooms on a scale.
Okay.
And then reconstructed each one as a scale model. But then they've weighed them on some scales.
So, and the winner is the heaviest.
No, I know. A snake has conducted a...
Oh, yeah. Yes, the snake!
...has built a scale model of a bathroom.
That's better, isn't it?
All right, let's find
out. Hang on, can I just say, before we do find out, if this is about Brexit again, I'll be livid.
A boy of 5 found a neighbour's 3-foot python hissing at him when he lifted the toilet lid in Southend in Essex.
Well, I was close.
You did say snake and bathroom, which is closer than my John Scales-based bathroom showroom.
That's a bit like that rhyme when you're at school. My friend Billy had a 10... Anyway, so...
Scales.
Next headline, please, Toby.
Learning age.
Well, these headlines are very short,
aren't they? I was expecting better from Toby, but obviously not. Learning age.
Learning age.
Learning... I don't know.
The thing is, with newspaper headlines, you quite often look at it and go, right, that word is not the original meaning of that word. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's what they do.
That's what the pun is.
Yeah.
I can't think of alternative meanings for either of those words.
Learning
or age. A. Learn. I don't know if I'm saying them in a different...
I've no idea. What is it, Toby?
67-year-old Kerry Griffiths will start university on the same day as his grandson, Luke, who's 18, in Wrexham.
That's a terrible headline for that
story. Learning age?
They haven't even tried, have they? That's awful.
But that doesn't say anything.
No. It doesn't mean any sort of play on a...
Learning age.
No. I mean, even though we know the story, it still doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
Next one, please, Toby.
Hey, Sig Ender.
Okay, this
Hey, Sig Ender.
Someone has set fire to a barn or some sort of farm area.
Yeah.
Because they didn't put out their cigarette.
Yeah.
And they threw it into a bale of hay.
Yeah.
And it lit up something disastrous.
Right. Okay. The Manchester nightclub, the Hacienda.
Okay.
Has been filled with hay.
Yeah.
And then someone lit up a cigarette.
And
And it
very much over now.
And it burnt down. Let's find out.
A tractor was gutted by fire after a ciggy thrown from a passing car set light to its cargo of hay bales in Tiverton in Devon.
Good!
I smashed that. I mean, be honest, if I'd have guessed Tiverton in Devon, I would have been amazed at myself.
Yeah, good. All right, let's have one more. Come on, let's throw one more
at it. 1-0 to me, mate.
Booking on gas.
On gas. Right, OK, so... Trevor Brooking has eaten something that disagrees with him.
Why is it booking, then?
Wait. And while hanging on a telephone in a queue to buy tickets for the Rolling Stones...
I want you to reverse engineer this all in a minute, back into the headline.
Right.
So it makes sense.
So, Trevor Brooking.
Yeah. Booking on gas.
He is hanging on the telephone.
Yeah.
Where he's trying to buy tickets to see the Rolling Stones in concert.
Right.
But he's eaten something that disagrees with him. Say sprouts or something.
Beans,
where he's
or
been
eggs.
Bloated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he loses the tickets because he's in the queue, but he has to go to the toilet and he's on a landline, so he can't take it in with him. And his favourite song is... It's a gas. And he can't brook the tickets because he's got IBS.
Brook the tickets.
Yeah, there.
Go on, Gillies. What is it?
Police community support officers will patrol London's streets on 7 hydrogen-powered scooters in an 18-month trial.
I was pretty close.
So close. Yeah, I'm going to give you the point for that, actually.
Thanks, mate.
Which makes it 1-1.
Yay! And there it was. It's Silly Gillies, Silly Season.
That was Silly Gillies, Silly Season. Yuck!
With an added story about Brexit in there for no good reason. I don't know what happened there. Someone didn't get the right email. Anyway, in the next bit of the programme, Victoria's got bonus news and this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Talk Radio just after 3:30. Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
There's criticism of the UK's response to a devastating storm in the Northern Caribbean that's left at least 10 dead and thousands homeless. Two British overseas territories have suffered significant damage. One of them is Anguilla. Dorothea Hodge, who's there, is a former official with the island's government.
We should be bringing aid and relief and humanitarian aid in there rapidly, immediately. But we're not. The Dutch were already on their islands before the hurricane hit. The French, Macron, announced yesterday that there would be an emergency relief fund and there would be a reconstruction fund.
The UK government says a military support ship will deliver supplies to the region. The storm is now forecast to hit the Turks and Caicos Islands, another British overseas territory. Labour claims that a bill which turns the EU laws into British ones amounts to an undemocratic power grab. MPs are debating it today and it's expected to pass when they vote on Monday. More than a fifth of LGBT people have become victims of hate crime in the last year. The charity Stonewall found 21% of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people experienced some kind of abuse, but most didn't go to the police. The Duke of Cambridge says Prince George's first day at school went well. William took the four-year-old to class on his own this morning as Kate was suffering from severe morning sickness. And England's Premier League clubs have voted to close the summer transfer window before the first game of the season. It means any business will need to be concluded before 5 o'clock on the Thursday before the start of the campaign. The weather, further rain for some northern parts this evening, clearing to some clearer spells and showers overnight. Elsewhere is going to be windy in the south with rain spreading in from the west towards dawn and lows of 11 degrees. Okay. Tomorrow rain in the south and a mix of bright spells and blustery showers elsewhere, highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Why are you ooing so much?
Nothing. There's more now.
Ooh.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. To make the time up for the bulletins that are shorter than they used to be. She gets paid the same.
I think that's the right decision.
So, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. Today, it's the turn of vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
So here on Vegetable News, we have covered the fact that Prince George's new school likes to serve up organic veg.
We did mention that. That's right. £18,000 a year, you told us that cost earlier.
Just shy of. So £17,604.
That's a lot of organic veg, isn't it?
And it rises to £19,884 when students are in year three and above. Anyway, to mark his first day at school, I've got you some meals that he might be served.
Splendid.
Okay, so one of the dishes is freshly baked courgette, halloumi and beetroot layer slice.
Right.
How'd you like the sound of that?
It's not exactly...
It's not a Big Mac, is it?
No.
Turkey Twizzlers.
No.
Right,
I see. It's what the money gets you.
I see.
Now, this one, I don't know whether I'm just being a moron, but I'm not sure what this ingredient is.
Probably.
Pangasius. Leek and spring onion risotto. What's that? Pangasius.
Spell it.
Pangasius.
See, that's such a posh dinner. None of us know what that is.
Yeah.
See, it's not me.
I think it's like with the, you know, the Queen owns all swans.
Yeah.
I think the Queen owns all Pangasius.
It's a bloody shark, isn't it?
It's shark. Yeah. I was right. She owns all of that.
Yeah.
What?
They've got shark lasagna.
Risotto.
Shark, mate.
That can't be right.
Yeah. Wow. This is an amazing school. This isn't right. I disagree with this.
Yeah.
Shark's not a vegetable, is it?
No.
No. You've snuck in animal news.
Well, I also have got some dead cow in it as well. Because, they do oven-baked beef meatballs with cannellini beans and a tomato and basil sauce as well.
I mean, that's a little bit more. But this isn't... I mean, that's not fair, is it?
Pangasius.
Mm. Oh. So tell you what, there's a lot of controversy about it as well. Reading up, yeah.
Do tell, Dave. This is we're all learning now.
Ah, well, it's to do with toxic compounds found in Pangasius.
Yeah.
And controversy about... I mean, I'm reading what can only be described as a 5,000-word article at the moment, so...
Right. Yes.
Maybe come back to me to sum it up in a minute.
Okay, fine.
In other vegetable news, which I haven't bothered to include, but I will mention because of the toxins,
yes,
there's a story out today that loads of schools are serving up toxic veg. So there you go.
Well, not theirs.
Maybe Dave could look that up.
Not theirs, clearly. If you are
£18,000
of our money, that is technically, isn't it?
No. Oh, yeah, I guess because the royals, yeah, fine.
Yeah. Spent on shark risotto for a toddler.
Maybe poisonous shark risotto.
Poisonous shark risotto.
It's not poisonous.
No, but it's an ill
I mean, I'm currently on a website called don'teatthisfish.com.
Hang on.
They might be biased.
Music,
hurry up, John.
The music's from...
Come on!
Yeah, but the music...
This really annoys me because you mess up my timings for my next bulletin when you drag on so long. Just press the button!
I've got to rewind it.
No, you don't. That's a lie. You just need to press a button.
Just rewinding now. Nearly finished.
That's a horrible noise. Please don't ever make it again. Stop it! Sounds like you're slurping something up.
The tape's rewinding, mate.
I'm just going to read the next story. A former farmer has
Vegetable
written
news.
A series of children's adventure stories about vegetables.
Right.
Suzanne Smith has penned The Vegetable Village Adventures. The first in the series is called Tango's First Day at School.
Is he having shark?
Not like Prince George. So the story, and I'm a bit annoyed at her because she's trying to be educational, but she's inaccurate.
Go on.
So Tango the Tomato and his brother Toby.
That's a fruit.
Yeah, exactly. They meet a large caterpillar called Cheeky, who's lost.
What?
Cheeky.
Oh, I mean, sorry,
Cheeky the caterpillar.
I thought it was racist.
Vegetable news.
And they end up going to school together.
Well, the caterpillar would eat the tomato.
It doesn't. Well, maybe it does. I don't know the ending.
I was going to say, at the end, it might get very dark. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still worried about the don'teatthisfish.com, and they're serving that up at the Royal Prince's school. I think that's irresponsible.
Mm. Maybe you should start a movement.
Well, if I eat no vegetables, I would.
Oh. Moving on, and it's now possible to get a roast dinner and a burger. So this is at 701 Bar and Base in Liverpool.
I like the sound of this.
And it's basically two Yorkshire puddings instead of a bun.
Yeah.
Then there's a beef patty.
Yeah.
Carrot puree, pea puree, parsnip crisps, and roast potatoes, and obviously loads of gravy.
I like the sound of that.
That's £9.50.
£9.50?
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that.
I mean, have you ever eaten out before? That's not expensive.
£9.50. Do you get chips with it?
roast potatoes aforementioned. Mm-hmm. At least that, I hate it when you go to a burger place and the burger is £9 because I'm saying, you know, we're in London. And then you have to pay like, oh, £4 for chips.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. £3 for chips.
Yeah. Like, burgers should always come with chips.
Burgers should be no more expensive than £6.
No, and it should be all in.
Yeah, I agree. And if you go to a country pub or a gas or a pub that's just doing burger, their burgers are going to be better anyway, probably, because they're like homemade. And it's about £7.95 maybe max, for all, including salad and I'd say around that.
But does anyone ever just have a burger? That's what I don't understand.
No.
Like, the meal is burger and chips, isn't it? That's
exactly
what you'd have. So just serving a burger is... Yeah. A bit of an, it's just like serving like half the ingredients of a lasagna and going, if you want the rest, four extra quid, mate.
Yeah, exactly. It's so annoying.
I bet it's all included at the Prince's school.
Oh, yeah? The poison shark.
Have you got any further with that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of worries about the poi because of where it's industrially farmed in a Vietnamese river.
Hang on.
Animal news.
There's a lot of the potentially high level poisons and bacteria in the fish. And they freeze them in contaminated river water.
Right.
And it's a very environmentally unsustainable food.
And they're serving this to the royal child?
Flipping prince,
mate. We have just uncovered a scandal.
I'm based on one website, TBF.
Yeah. But that's a scandal. That's more than a lot of news happens. We've uncovered a scandal. We should get this. We should scoop this.
Mm. Mm.
This should be the front page of the papers tomorrow. Talk Radio uncovers food endangered poison fish toxin scandal.
John, before you get carried away, if you want that to be a thing, maybe contact the school and ask where they're getting it from and see whether it's affected. Because you're just assuming at the moment. You can't do that.
Done it already. It's a scandal.
You're getting carried away, aren't you?
Yeah. Thanks, Victoria.
I'm
vegetable
finished.
News.
Yeah, I know. That was vegetable news there.
Vegetable news.
Thanks. Now, next, I'm still reeling from the fish toxin scandal, I'll be honest with you.
Was that meant to be a pun there?
Yeah.
Mineral news.
See, reeling. Good, I'm glad you got it.
Yep.
Reeling.
Stop repeating it, it's not impressive.
All right. So, next, Paul Ross, you're aware of his work, of course, his work and his life and his career. Who would like to be tested on it, eh? Who? All of us, of course. You can be, because you can play along at home. This week's edition of Paul Ross Master, next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
So, I got home from school on Friday and Mummy said we were getting a panda. And I was happy because I like pandas. They're bigger than kittens and very, very fluffy. Mummy and Daddy said pandas are practical and great value for money. It will have to live in the garage, but that's okay because we don't have a car right now. So there's space.
Be quick. The Fiat Panda Pop available for a limited time from £6,995, saving £2,410 on the list price. T's and C's apply at participating dealers ordered and registered by 30th September 2017.
Now at TradePoint, Leyland Super Latex 15 litre in brilliant white, only £21.67. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. TradePoint!
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in South Yorkshire, we have two lanes closed and some very slow traffic due to an earlier car fire. It's on the M1 northbound between junction 37 and junction 38 around Darton. Elsewhere in Bedfordshire, one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident. A van and a car involved that is on the M1 northbound that is affecting you at junction 12 for Flitwick. And elsewhere in Kent, slow traffic due to an earlier overturned vehicle. It's on the M20 London bound that's just after junction 11 for Hythe. I'm Sammy Jolo.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Lennon once said,
"Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans."
Aerosmith sang,
"Life's a journey, not a destination."
And Sir Bruce Forsyth gave us,
"Life is the name of the game. I want to play the game with you."
So I hope you're busy making other plans to join me on my journey through the next Full Set Breakfast. That's the name of the game. Courtesy of Bruce Forsyth, Steve Tyler and John Lennon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, before we throw ourselves into this week's edition of the radio's least listened to and least favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster, we, of course, need to talk about the news. Now, the government, as you were hearing there with the news with Victoria, that was the government have been criticised for their response to Hurricane Irma. Other countries who, of course, own territories or have interest in territories in that region seem to have responded faster. The Dutch, for instance, the French, of course. But there have been criticism over how the government I'll handle it from this end in this country. So that's in the news, of course. The Brexit bill debate is ongoing in the Houses of Parliament. Long way to go with that, of course. We were talking about this earlier. There is news that children in a school in East Sussex, girls specifically, aren't allowed to wear skirts anymore. I've got the quote, in case you missed it earlier. We were talking about it. I'm done with it. The quote was that, let me see if I've got it, because I don't want to get it wrong. Here it is. So East Sussex, a school, okay, banned girls from wearing skirts in a bid to make its uniform gender neutral. Mm. All right, because it, and the quote is this, addresses inequality. But of course, the use of the word addresses has got the word dresses in it. And that in itself suggests a gender, doesn't it? Because it, just see how complicated, it's a minefield, isn't it?
Can't get my head around it, John.
No, many people can't, you see, and that's the point. We're here to help you, because if you can't get your head around the news, well, what we do is we take it and we examine it, analyse it with the all the journalism that short-form Oriental verse brings to bear upon it, of course. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus, except Cornelius isn't here, and he normally reads them out. But it's all right, because we had a quick look around the office, and somebody whose name is a bit like the word haikus, if you change it around a bit. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Chloe's there. Chloe presses the buttons through the glass. So she stepped into the poetry breach. It's the news in Chloe's.
Hurricane in trouble for having girl's name off. Then's transgender wind.
And that, I mean, that is an issue. That is an issue, isn't it? Because if a hurricane, as in Irma, does have a girl's name, then we're assigning gender to wind, and wind doesn't have a genuine girl. This is what's weird about this, right? Girls and boys have a gender, not an agenda.
Hmm.
Not an agenda. Right, a biological gender, girls and boys, right? But there's always talk around of non-specific gender and people can, that, right?
Yeah.
But wind doesn't have a gender. It's just wind, yet we name it after boys and girls. I don't understand the world anymore.
Do you know that people, female hurricanes and tornadoes cause more damage statistically?
No, they don't. No, a tornado and a wind causes damage. It just happens to have been given a name.
No, but do you know why?
It's not a female hurricane.
No, it is.
It isn't.
It's got a female name.
Yeah, but it's not a female. It's made up, isn't it?
Hmm.
I've seen this. No, I've read the story in the news. I know what you're saying, but it's just some wind. It's a lot of wind. But my point is, you can't. If you can have a schoolgirl or a schoolboy who's not going to have a gender by not wearing a skirt, right? A wind has been given gender names when it's not a gender. That's why it's confusing to people. Anyway, it's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. And that means that Adam Catterall from Talk Sport is going to have his knowledge. Well, I'm just hearing that he's not. Is that right?
He's not there.
He's not?
Where is he, Marta?
Marta's working on production through the... hey, Marta!
Hi.
Adam Catterall from Talk Sport playing?
So, I know that he was doing the school run. I spoke to him an hour ago.
Yeah.
But he's not picking up the phone now.
Right.
I can keep trying him.
Well.
Can I impersonate him?
Probably not.
Can you?
No.
He's from the north.
We're going to need... I like the way we're now having a production meeting on air. Can we get someone else to play? I mean,
yeah.
We need a contestant. Who are we going to get? Someone from the office. I don't know. I mean, he was from TalkSport. He was going to have a go. Who are we going to get? We're running out of time.
Okay, I'll find someone in the office, shall I?
Yep.
Just drag him in, or shall we do it on the phone?
Do it on the phone.
All right.
Because you can just give him the phone then.
Call my phone. Call my phone.
Mm-hmm. Call Dave's phone. Call the phone. Let's get the phone. All right. Well, okay, so Paul Rossmaster, ordinarily, of course, a slick bit of radio production with a guest on the other end of the telephone answering questions about Paul Ross, but it turns out not today, because Adam Catterall is on the school run and not picking up the phone, so we're going to have to get someone else from the office. I love it when this sort of thing happens. Great. Really slick. Well done, everybody. Well done, product. Well done. Well done, team. Dave, you there?
Yes, I'm here, mate. I'm here.
Okay, you're in the office now.
Yeah.
Who's in the office?
I can see Reese. You know Reese that does showbiz?
Yep.
Should I ask him? See what Reese is doing. He's on his phone.
He might be busy.
Doesn't look very busy. Reese, mate, are you busy at the moment?
Not just at the moment.
You've got 4 minutes. I'm literally on the radio now. Do you want to just have a little chat?
He could come in if he wants. He could come in.
Okay, yeah. Is that right? Do you want to come in or do you want to do it on the phone? He's going to come in, mate.
Yeah, it makes more sense, way. Doesn't it? All right, then. We'll rattle.
There he goes.
I mean...
Adam Catterall dropped out. Yeah, Catterall's supposed to be on the phone, but...
Yeah, you're not picking...
school run. I'm just explaining it to Reese.
Yeah, fine.
Right. Here we go. Through there, you know where you're going. Cheers, Reese. Appreciate it, mate. You're a good man. I'm coming back in now, so what I'll do is hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, put the phone down, because you're in here now.
Oh, yeah, I don't need the phone.
No. Hi, Reese.
Hello.
Thanks. Adam Catterall's supposed to be playing. This is on a school run. He's not picking up his phone.
Oh, right.
But it's all right, because you haven't played this.
I haven't, no.
So this is where you... This has worked out very well, actually, because Reese... The listeners know Reese. Listeners love Reese. He's our showbiz correspondent from TalkSport, who doesn't know anything about showbiz. But do you know anything about Paul Ross?
A couple of things.
Let's find out. Stop. It is Paul Rossmaster. It's the quiz pertaining to the life, work and career of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Playing today, which we had planned all along, is Reese from TalkSport. Hello, Reese.
It's nice to be Plan A. It is nice to be Plan A for once.
Here we are. Right, so what? There are three questions here.
Uh-huh.
A, B and C answers, mostly.
Yep.
You're trying to get some points. If you
Excellent.
Do that, you'll be at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played.
Excellent.
That is what you're going for?
Yep.
Eyes down, because here we go. Question number one, Reese. Recently released, based on a true historical fact, film movie news now, and a recently released film movie, true historical fact, is, of course, the recently released film movie based on true historical fact, Paul Ross and Abdul.
Uh-huh.
It tells the extraordinary true story of an unexpected friendship in the later years of Paul Ross's remarkable rule on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast show. When Abdul Karim, a young clerk, travels from India to participate in the show's paper review, he's surprised to find favour with the presenter himself. The two forge an unlikely and devoted alliance, and as the friendship deepens, Paul Ross begins to see a changing world through new eyes and joyfully reclaims his humanity until the tabloids get hold of it, and then it all goes a bit balls up. But Paul Ross and Abdul isn't the only radio-based film based on true historical events, Reese. Name the other one. Is it A, the Jonathan King's speech? Mm-hmm. Disgraced former Radio 1 presenter Jonathan King isn't on the forthcoming Radio 1 vintage pop-up lineup for very obvious reasons.
So of course, yeah.
There'll be no speech from him.
Makes sense.
Titanic Grimshaw. The Radio 1 breakfast show hits an iceberg with the loss of many lives. Or is it, see, the Dan Busters? After destroying Germany's hydroelectric power stations, the British Royal Air Force turned their military might on mid-morning Radio X presenter Dan O'Connell.
I'm going to go with C.
It's the right answer.
Excellent.
Very good. Here's question two. Got to hurry along because of time, but here we go. History question. It was on This Week in History that the Great Fire of Paul Ross was started by accident by a baker who was in his pudding lane at the time.
Devastating.
The major firefighting technique in presenters at the time was, of course, to create fire breaks by means of demolishing parts of presenters to prevent the spread of anything. But in the case of Paul Ross, this was delayed. And by the time anything was done, the fire had pushed north away from Paul Ross's pudding lane and into his headphones. But the Great Fire of Paul Ross wasn't the only radio-based disaster. Name the other one. A, the meltdown of the reactor at Roy Noble. Sunday morning BBC Radio Wales presenter Roy Noble, his core overheats and it causes his rods to melt.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Is it B?
Rod Gilbert.
Yeah, good. Welsh. Hurricane Russell. Hurricane Russell, former Virgin Radio Weekend presenter Russell Kane, is an unprecedented disaster. Or is it C, bubonic plague Ferrari? Bubonic Ferrari. LBC presenter who was brought into this country by rats.
I'm going for A.
Roy Noble.
And yes.
He's exactly the right answer.
Excellent.
Very good, okay. Very quickly, final question, music question. Have a listen to this music. That was, of course, the 1998 hit Edge of a Broken Heart by US all-girl hair metal band Vixen. Here's your unrelated question.
Uh-huh.
This week, a new study reports that geomagnetic disruptions caused by solar storms may have confused radio presenters' ability to navigate. Since last year, a large number of broadcasters, such as Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, have inexplicably diverted into shallower broadcasting waters, having been asked to do an interview with some non-entity from Celebs Go Dating. Trapped and lost, the radio hosts all died attempting to escape, and up until the latest research, the deaths have been a mystery ever since James Whale washed up on Talk Radio Evenings. Here's your question. Name five famous traps. Five famous traps, quick as you can. Five famous traps.
Mouse trap.
Good.
Kevin trap.
Yep. We'll have to put a timer on you.
Oh, mouse trap. Mouse traps is more than one.
Yeah.
Temple trap. I can't remember what that is.
Zero. Not bad. Let me tell you what I had. Mouse trap.
Mouse trap.
The game.
Yeah.
But then you said mouse trap again.
I did say mouse trap.
That's
again,
an actual mouse trap. That's fine.
Yep.
Temper trap. You nearly got there with that. They're the indie band.
Yep.
Clap, as in what Julie Hartley Brewer talks.
Uh-huh.
And pissed monks.
Indeed.
Trappist monks. What's the score? He's looking for some points, Dave. I know we've got to go to ads and stuff.
It's all right, I've got a very quick system.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got some points.
He got some points. Well done, Reese.
Cheers,
mate. Well done, Reese. Knowledge well and truly tested of Paul Ross there. Stepping in at the last minute with no research.
Absolutely none.
But absolutely nailed it. Top of the leaderboard to you.
Yeah.
Running a little bit late. Sam Delaney's here. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Sorry about that. We had Adam Cattrall from TalkSport.
Yes.
Didn't pick his phone up.
Didn't he?
So we had to improvise. But Reese played a blinder there.
Better. Yeah, I heard him. I thought it was sterling work.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so we're talking about gun crime. We're talking about... Well, we're going to have a former White House advisor to Mr. Donald Trump on the phone.
Splendid.
He got the tin tack a while ago, but he was actually advising Donald Trump.
Was he one of the noted people who got the tin tack, or one of the backstage people who got it as well?
You know what his title is?
What?
Deputy Assistant. That was his title. And I have triple and quadruple checked this because I thought this is just made up. I thought this is lazy production. They've basically missed a word off.
Yeah.
But no, he was actually Deputy Assistant. So my first question would be, what the hell kind of title is that? This just sounds nonsense. Talking of lazy production, I trailed on this show earlier in the week that I was going to have the inventor of YouTube with me in the studio this Thursday. I was tremendously excited.
Very good.
Today I come in and I was told, sorry, that was a bit of a mix-up. He is an inventor off of YouTube. I know it sounds like a joke. That is an actual thing. I've been boasting. Bloke who invented YouTube. No, legit. He's coming on our show. It's massive. He's like probably he changed the world.
Yeah.
It's like having John Logie Baird on, right? And they've gone, we booked him. I said, how'd you book him? Oh, he's got a book coming out. Right? And you go, that's amazing. That's a huge book. And it'll be in on Thursday. You can talk about it now and let people know because there'll be a lot of things. He's just an inventor.
Wow.
I mean, it might be a fantastic interview. Who knows? Yeah. I'm happy to have the fella on.
Yeah.
But I feel that I have lied to my millions of listeners.
You were sold a pup there.
Yeah.
That's like saying we've got John Logie Baird. You get here and they go, oh, it's Yogi Bear.
It's the bloke who used to voice Yogi Bear. But not the original voice of Yogi Bear. The one who did it in the 70s when it went a bit rubbish. Okay, all right. Well, we'll take him anyway. It's a bit late now to do anything else.
Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.